You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Yep. Here we go. All right. What's happening? It's election day. It's here. The end of the world. It's all over. It's all fucking over. Is New York going to riot? Is it going to happen? Is the world going to fucking erupt? Is America, is a new America on the horizon, or are we fucking finished? Who knows? Tonight, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump will be elected president. There is no third party, fourth party. We get two choices.
Just two.
We have Deepu,
yep.
The man. We got Lauren.
What's up, Bob?
The woman.
Yeah.
We have a very special show tonight. Who's on the show tonight, baby?
We have Sam Morril.
Sam Morril, very funny guy, who I am a big fan of. He will be on the show. He hasn't been on in a while.
No.
Yeah, he only comes on when we have guest hosts. That's like his specialty. For some
weird.
Reason. Yeah, I know, it's weird.
Well, that's because Scopo only books him when I'm not here.
Yeah.
Can we say Scopo? No, I'm kidding. I saw him the other night at Creek in the Cave.
Oh,
yeah. Aw. Yeah, it was that. We did the Legion of Skanks. Legions of Skanks. And who else do we have?
We have Christy Cello.
Christy Cello, walala. Love Christy, of course. I love her. She's a babysitter, too.
No!
What?
It's my job.
I'm going to let Lauren and Christy fight it out.
No. How good did my pitch sound as babysitter?
Yeah, you're going to teach my kid to be smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Sounds great.
Yeah, but me and Max have a blast together.
Yeah.
Do you want your kid to have a blast or go to Harvard? What do you want?
I would like him to have a blast at Harvard.
That's possible.
Yeah, like a Van Wilder type thing. If you and Dan Soda.
Years.
You and Dan Soda actually babysat my kid. That'd be the perfect babysitter.
Perfect gay parents.
As soon as he fucking wanted to kill himself from listening to you and your equations, then Dan would come over and go, "Hey, buddy, what's up? Hi, what's up, bro?" Anyways.
We also have a newcomer to YKWD, JP McDade.
Which I love. I love newcomers.
Yeah.
I love when we have somebody I haven't met. Is
young,
he funny?
Yeah, he's very talented.
You said young cock? Were you about to say young cock?
I was going
to
say young hot talent.
A young hot cock.
Young hot cock.
Hot cock. Is he a hot cock? Is he a nice looking guy?
I think so. I always see him with a babe. He's always with a babe, so maybe.
Nice. Well, so we have a nice hot young cock on tonight. and we have a very special guest.
Yes.
That I booked. Which I'm very excited about. Very excited about. And if you're a fan, if you're a true fan of the YKWD, then you know what, dude? You know what, dude? Podcast. You will love this motherfucker. You're going to be very, very excited about tonight. So all you guys in the chat room, sit back in your stool, your fucking desk chair, your couch, your fucking truck, your cop car. Wherever the fuck you are, we are. We have a great show ahead of you. What else we got? Anything you want to bring up there, Deepu?
No. Well, you know, we could talk about the election. You know, the voting process today. What we went through.
No, the voting process today.
Did it fail you, Bob?
Well, here's the fucking deal. I went to vote because I got guilted in from my friends, Louis. If you vote for Hillary, you're nice. If you vote for Trump, you're fucking stupid. If you don't vote, you're a piece of shit. You know, Amy, go vote. Everybody's like, you got to go vote. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
so I
told my wife I'd like to vote. She looked it up online. All you got to do is go to 48th Street. That's where you're registered.
In Manhattan.
Manhattan in our own neighborhood, Hell's Kitchen. So I'm coming down. I go to therapy. After therapy, I go up that street, and it's not too... I found a parking spot. I'm like, oh, this is meant to be. I pulled up. There was a line. I waited in the fucking line for 2 fucking hours.
What?
2 hours I was in a line with a bunch of liberal actors who never made it. Bunch of fucking nobodies.
Oh, thank God.
Ah, oh, Jesus. People you know, but you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, like me. You know, when people see me in a CVS in Idaho, have you ever?
You're a man of the people, Bob.
Yeah, well, I waited for fucking 2 hours. And all of a sudden, like, literally, there's two people left in my, I had the longest line. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, wherever your zip code is, you're line 84, you're line 80.
Yeah.
I was line 80, longest line in the place. And said the lady behind me was an asshole. She kept getting too close to me. So I back up and step on her foot. And she go, ow, ow, ow. You know when you bump into somebody, they go, ow, like you fucking punched them.
Right.
You know, it's like, fuck you. I just want to go, that didn't hurt. There's no way that hurt, you fucking asshole. You overactor. If you used those acting skills in your career 30 years ago, maybe you'd be somebody. So anyways, I'm waiting,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to cast my vote. I'm going to cast my vote.
Make your impact
it's
on the nation.
Yeah.
Day.
Yeah. And there's two people away. All of a sudden, Ryan Hamilton comes in. Mm-hmm. Fucking lucky balls. God's favorite son. All gods. He walks in. He's line 84. Three people. Wow. Three fucking people. I've been waiting for 2 hours. I get up there. Yeah, we don't have you. What do you mean you don't have me? We don't have you. Name's not here.
There should be a plan for that.
There's my fucking name's. She goes, well, you can take this piece. This lady's frantic. She has the longest line ever,
yeah.
All day long. Mm-hmm. People hate this lady.
She's a DMV lady.
She goes, yeah, you take this envelope and go see that lady who was worse. I mean, just worse. Oh, she was fucking just this big woman, you know. I didn't see she was on her phone, so I walked up to her and I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, excuse me. And she stuck her finger up. She went like, she gave me the finger, not the fuck you finger, which I would have loved. I'd rather take a fuck you. I'll take a fucking Sufi. I'll take the super finger. She gave me the, gave me the finger and then looked away and put her finger on her ear to let me know she's on the phone. And it just went like that. Anyways, and then started talking. Yeah. You fucking twat.
Yeah.
I left. You lost my vote. And I hope my vote was the deciding factor. I really do. I hope tomorrow Trump wins one vote. And it was me. And if it was me, Bob Kelly.
Well, if you want to say you voted, I got a sticker for you that you can have.
Thank you.
They're actually selling those online. People are selling their stickers.
What? Black market voter stickers?
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'll fucking take it. You know why? Because I put in the fucking time.
You did. You care.
I put in the time. I waited in line. I went to where I was supposed to go, and I was inactive. That's what it said. I'm inactive.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are inactive.
You are inactive, Bob.
What? Yeah, I'm fat. Is that a fat joke?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I love it. I didn't even think you did it, but you did do it. Touche.
You Bravo. Told me not to. You said it was a bad idea, but I don't think
so. No, I don't think so. I just think when you do them too much, you become like Gnome. It's all you got. So anyways, we got a great show tonight. What else? What else are we going to talk about?
Well, it's 6:31, so I think we're having guests.
Let's
come
bring
in.
Them up. Okay. Bring them all up. All right, we're going to bring the guests up now.
My
voting beautiful
process.
Show. Yeah. What's that?
Well, I was going to mention my voting process. Very
what
easy.
What was yours?
It was in a public school near my house in Staten Island. Rolled in like I owned the place. No line.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, that's great. I'm
Had
good.
A good time.
Who'd you vote for?
I voted for some dumb bitch. I don't know her name.
You voted for. Did you vote for Hillary?
I did.
Wow.
Democratic across the board.
So you just did the easy thing.
I did the easy
down the
thing.
Bottom. You do one line.
Yeah.
You just do the one line. How can you be? You can't listen.
There's no one line thing. What are you talking about?
There's one little box that says you vote for all Democrats.
Yeah. One of the options didn't have a Democratic option. So,
oh really?
Yeah. Some people are unopposed.
Well, I'm not going to tell you who I voted for. I'm not going to tell you who I was going to vote.
Yeah. I can't get a gauge on it. I think you could go either way. You can go either way.
It was I'm not going to tell you who you think I voted for.
I think. You voted for Hillary.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't vote, but if I was going to vote. Unfucking believable. 2 hours.
Yeah.
And of course, Ryan Hamilton, God's lover. There he is!
Holy shit.
We have our special guest is here right now. You're right here, Joe. Right fucking there.
The old days.
Right there. We got Joe Is that for him? Who's that for?
No.
The coffee.
JP.
Yeah, what do you want? Coffee? We get you coffee.
No, I'm good.
I got you coffee. Joey, we got the coffee. Joey fucking D's in the house.
Are you recording already?
Joey, we're right, yeah. We're live right now.
Oh, okay.
Sit down. We got the cameras and everything. You're on camera. We got Joe DeRosa.
How are you?
The original motherfucking... Can someone help him with his mic?
I got
apparently,
it. I got
back
it.
In the day, we used to have to hold these things at my house. Remember that?
Yeah.
At my kitchen.
Yeah. You talking about your nuts?
My nuts. Oh, shit.
Oh, the... Jesus Christ, dude.
I went... What? What's wrong?
This is just weird being back.
You're back, kid.
This is...
You got some headphones there, too. Put those...
Oh,
what
shit,
are you, Voss? I don't wear headphones.
Okay.
Okay. I don't put the headphones on.
This is, you know, man.
Yeah. This fucking crazy.
From the beginning.
From the beginning. I mean, the original, you know what, dude?
Yeah, I know.
Right?
It's crazy. You know who I was with the other night was Conan Smith, our old manager.
Oh, fucking onward and upward, baby.
Yeah, we were fucking in a cab. We went to the Comedy Central party together, right. But we were talking about the show, and he's like, I miss Tech Talk.
Remember that? I still got the blanket.
Do your fans remember Tech Talk?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or is it just a
the original
audience?
Ones. Yeah. The original ones remember Tech Talk.
I mean, that's like way...
Way back.
That's deep cuts at this point.
That's deep, deep, deep cuts. Dude, we used to do this on a fucking Zoom out of my... Remember my wife used to... Remember that? Remember she would talk on the podcast, and I'd be like, you don't talk on the podcast. I'd yell at her. That was before I had a kid. Before I jizzed in her vagina and left it.
That wasn't just before you had a kid. That was like...
That was before
years
before.
Yes. Before you had a kid.
My God.
Look at this fucking... You got this nice desk.
We got a nice
console,
desk.
Console, whatever you call it, right?
You should call this episode Reminiscing. It's very enjoyable for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
It is.
Anyways.
Enjoyable.
Remembering.
Pre-soda, right?
Pre-soda, when soda was fucking slinging guacamole.
Oh, yeah, that's
he's
right. He worked
yeah.
That.
Yeah, he was a fucking waiter. The man of your dreams, the guy you
he's
look
too
up to.
Perfect.
He's not perfect. He smells like... Smell him. His pockets still
he
smell like
like
it.
Angels.
All right, let's go around the room. What do we got, Deepu?
We have our first guest, Chrissy Cello.
Hi. That was too much.
I love your voice.
I love you, Bobby.
Oh, dude, but see, this is the thing. We can't be lovers.
I know.
I have a son and a wife, and you're going to be my babysitter.
Who I just FaceTimed with.
You're going to be a babysitter.
So I'm going to be Bobby's babysitter.
Oh, that's good.
Jesus yeah.
Christ. All right.
Is that fucked up?
No, not until I have to drive you back to the fucking train at White Plains and you know, my car stalls
now.
And you fucking
and I were
blow
fighting.
Me on the side of the road.
We were fighting over who would babysit on that.
I love it. Both of you guys babysit one night and then you both blow me in my car.
What?
I'd fucking... I don't want to leave Dawn. I love my wife. I just want I head you. From somebody else.
No.
No, don't do that.
I'm telling
anyways.
You
Who else we got here?
We have JP McDade.
Hey.
Hi, JP. First time
going?
On the show.
Yeah, good to be here.
Thanks for dressing
big
up, dude.
Hey.
I appreciate it.
I just got a question. If both the babysitters are blowing you, who's watching the kid?
My wife. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would never leave the kid alone.
I'm just worried about the
logistics. I'm not a shitty parent.
He's not a monster.
I'm just a piece of shit husband. I'm not a fucking monster. What are you fucking? I love my kid.
That's so...
How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Good.
Where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow. That's where I would have guessed, actually.
Right.
What part of Connecticut? Oh. Ridgefield?
This is good. This is good.
Danbury.
That's not good.
Danbury.
I'm from Newtown. It's near
Newtown.
Danbury.
Newtown. It's near Danbury. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Okay, you know.
I love it up there. Taxes low. Nice houses.
Sure.
A lot of mid-century contemporaries.
Thank you.
Which I'm a fan of.
Yeah,
the Brady
Bunch
house.
For.
Yeah, you are. And trees. You got a pool growing up?
No pool. Too many rocks.
Oh, you didn't have a pool growing up?
No.
Oh,
it was
shit.
A very hard life.
Yeah, very hard life.
No pool of
our
own.
Do you have an above ground pool? Is that why it was a hard
no,
life?
No, come on.
You just said no pool, Chris.
Pool?
You're not even paying attention
sorry,
to this.
Sam.
Also, an above ground pool is worse than no pool at all, if you're paying attention.
Tacky,
yeah,
Chrissy.
I agree.
Of course, we have Joey D, Joey Roses, the motherfucker.
It's been so long. I saw you in L.A., but I feel like I haven't seen your face in a long time.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, been a while.
It's been a while. It's been a wild ride these last few years.
I know. We'll talk about some shit, but I can't wait to get into it.
Yeah.
We are going to reminisce.
Yeah.
And now, of course, we got my new friend of mine, Sam Morrell.
Yeah. I thought we were friends for a while.
We've been but not like me and Joe.
Friendly, no.
Yeah. We've been
no,
friendly.
Every sentence you guys say, it's like Slash and Axl Rose. You know?
Yeah.
It's very,
well,
very heavy-handed.
Yeah, we I think we're becoming friendlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not
you,
friends.
You mock my energy a lot. You don't like my sobering energy.
Well, you're a showstopper. You're a fun, you're a party pooper. You're a candle putter outer.
Yeah, I agree.
I think. I think you expect everyone to be Stavros and just kneel over and take it.
I don't know to take it. He's just a nice guy that has Greek food every once in a while.
I've just never heard showstopper as a negative before.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels, the heartbreak kid. Yeah. I take it as a compliment.
No, apparently, you haven't seen his act late night.
Hey. Very good. It's very strong.
Thank you. Very good.
A lot of late night credits.
I remember. I met Sam when he was
19.
Fucking 6 months in or some shit. 19, he had, used to have a show up in Midtown.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah. In this weird little black box theater. And,
It was a good show.
It was great. I remember coming up to do that show and then doing a ton of coke in the bathroom with some girl I met and then coming out and being ashamed of myself in front of you.
And that was before the coke, just after a set.
Yeah. Because you would be like, I'm just so appreciative that you do the show.
Yeah, now he's a cunt.
I looked up to Joe. I saw him on Comics Unleashed.
Yeah.
And I remember he did a joke I loved, and I'm going to quote the joke. You say I'm adopted, and people always ask, do I try to meet my real family? And you go, no, I took the hint, actually.
Yeah,
that's a great joke.
Of course, when I say it, it sounds better.
I actually thought that was
a pretty good laugh.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay,
I kind of nailed. I'm kind of a joke purist, Joe. I think I got
Christy's laugh is coming, so you really can't count that. It's coming. That's like Stavros' laugh. Yeah. No, it's coming.
It's giving.
How fucking long ago was that, dude?
11 years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
That's so cute.
Tim and Harrison Greenbaum.
No, those are dad. That's a fun guy.
No, I love. Why'd you say it like that?
He's a good guy. I like Harrison. He's good.
I like him too.
No, let's not get carried away.
I did not know you were doing coke in my show.
I didn't do it in your show. We went to a bar after, and I did it at the bar with my girlfriend at the time, and I felt like ashamed if you knew. And he didn't know, so I should have kept my mouth
shut.
Now
who's fucking reminiscing?
Yeah, I know.
We got Deepu and we got Lauren over on the video. So any video fuck-ups, it's Lauren's fault.
Yep, sorry, guys.
Please write in to YKWD producer. What is it?
YKWD producer at Riotcast.
We forgot to read the thing. We were supposed to read this at the beginning. I guess we'll read it an hour in.
Okay.
Christy's going to read the read tonight.
There you go.
Of course, we go to, if you have an iPhone or, what is it, a fucking, what do they call it now?
Android. iOS or Android.
Android. iOS or Android. Go download the free app right now. YKWD podcast.
Robert Kelly, you know what, dude, app.
Neither of those things, actually.
What is
Kelly's
it?
You Know What Dude.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude app.
And it's absolutely 100% fucking free. And
then you could have had a piece of that, Joe, if you stuck around.
And then you become.
I've never been a good businessman.
It's funny you say that. Then you actually join the premium membership, which a lot of fans came out this last week in Michigan on this tour I'm doing, the Michigan run. A lot of premium. I love because they come up, I'm a premium member. They're actually proud of it, which is exactly, yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because you're supporting the show. $1.99 a month, you join, you get all the, you get the Creeps with Kids episode, which was one of the funniest produced shows I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing another one of those. It's going right behind the paywall. I'm going to be doing that, I think, after Christmas or before Christmas. Yeah. And then what's the Podfest is up there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So premium, get the app and join for free. It comes right out of the account. It's not $6, $7, $8, $15, $1.99 a month to support this show. What else do we got?
You can check. Are we doing the whole thing right now? So we do our social media, YKW Dude Podcast on Instagram.
Yeah.
YKWD Podcast on Twitter.
Yep.
Facebook.
Yep.
So, you know, support us on that.
Yeah, support us on that. Like, link, share, retweet, all that shit. Anyways, me and Joe used to do the show.
Yeah.
At my house.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing it by myself on my phone. And I remember one of the first things I did it by myself somewhere. And it was just me and so I got a ghost hunter. Some girl. She was a ghost hunter.
What?
I never released this podcast. I still have it. I should release it.
What was it called?
It was, I don't know. That was before
names.
Do you
remember what it was called?
What did you just turn down?
I wasn't on that one.
Oh.
That was pre-
I thought you were a little hot bomb.
I don't care. You don't ever turn my mic down, Deepu. Turn me up.
I'm trying to make a good show here.
Deepu.
You should, that would be a cool thing to release to like the,
the premium.
I like being hot.
Okay.
Tell me to back off the mic. I'm a hot mic type of guy.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool thing
like
for
a shitty sound guy in a fucking crap room riding the up and down. He's a little hot. Hey, I'm not Van Halen. Let me fucking handle the mic myself. 25 years in the biz. I don't have to fucking talk. Cocksucker, I'm fucking calling Quinn. I'll fucking, don't even call Quinn you. I'm fucking more fucking deep. You Indian mother fucking hot. Fucking everyone, everyone cocksucker. I did this. Here's the funny part. I did this with this. this fan. She was a ghost. I don't think she was. I think she went one time to a haunted hotel, but I think she was. I don't know.
Right.
We did this whole thing at my hotel room.
Right.
And the whole time I'm sitting there like, should I try to, like, get it, my dick sucked? And then I'm like, I can't. I'm married. And I can't. She's talking about ghosts and all this shit. And I'm like, do you ever get an EVP? Nice tits. Like, of course I didn't, because I love my wife. I would never do that.
Sure.
But I do have this weird, this fucking weird podcast with this girl. And then, of course, me and Joe, we lived two blocks away from each other.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
years.
Yeah, yeah. That was a great time. That was 5 years.
5 years.
How long? When was this? Like, how long have you guys known each other?
Since, I met Bob, Christ almighty, the second week I was in New York.
Really?
I remember the first road gig we did with Keith Robinson, me, and Brian Billig, the guy who booked the show.
That's not true. The first one we did was the one with you, Oakerson, and Burr.
Oh, out in
that was the first
in
one.
Troy, New York,
with the strip club.
Oh God,
the grinding all over you thing.
Oh,
Troy, New York, known for its strip clubs.
I tell you what,
5 stars.
Absolutely,
and far up. Right?
What's your name again?
JP.
JP. If you get out of fucking White Boyville, you Troy, New York had. I'm telling you this. Yeah. We did this fucking show.
I like you asked him his name. You could have just flown right through that without asking his name.
He wouldn't
have
noticed.
No, that was part
of it. You had to belittle him.
No, that was part of my thing. I did that intentionally. Can you not fuck when you turn my mic down too? Listen, I'm going to fucking shove my fuck. I do what I do. I'm fucking wrong. I'm a comic, Sam. Shut your face. You've been fucking incompetent for 2 years. No, it was a strip club. Troy, New York. We do this college. Me, Big J,
yeah,
Bill Burr, and DeRosa. Mm-hmm. I remember the lady comes up. She goes, "Hey guys, is anybody? You guys don't fuck the mic. Don't bang the mic. It's a brand new microphone. It's very expensive. Please don't." We're like, "What are we fucking lady? We're not hacks. None of us. We're not banging the microphone. Right, what do you think? Yeah. We dropped the mic. We're laughing, literally making fun of this lady."
Yeah.
And then we're all in the other room. There's one big room, and then there's another big room. Burr's on. All of a sudden, we hear ting, ting. Burr has a bit at the end of his act where he just smacks the mic off the mic stand.
Yeah.
He's like, "Dog, you hear the fucking ping, ding?" We're like, "What the fuck?" And then he goes, and then the comic drops the fucking mic, and he drops the mic.
Yeah.
He has a bit about the comic that drops the fucking mic. We walk in, we're like, "What are you doing?" He goes, "What? She said not." He goes, "Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'll find whatever."
Yeah, and then we went down to a strip club that they, it was literally a fucking duplex that they converted into a strip club.
It was a storefront. It looked like it used to be a Subway sub shop, and they blacked out the windows. We were like, "What the fuck's this?" We were looking for food.
There's still like toppings.
It was. What's your name again? So we.
Stavros.
No, you're not. We were like, "What the fuck is this?" I remember we walked in and we were like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
It was crazy. Yeah. The chicks were really going at it too. They were like 69 and shit.
No. This is what happened.
Whoa.
We go like this. I go. It was three. There was four people in there. Us. No, it was five people. Us and one dude. So I walk up to the guy. I go, "Hey, can we smoke in here?" Goes over to the door. He does a fucking Bronx tail. Locks the door. He goes, "You can now."
Wow. Right.
Okay. We start fucking. I'm lighting up. This is when I smoked. We're smoking cigarettes. All of a sudden, the girls, the guy who goes over and talks to the girls, one girl gets a duffel bag.
Oh, no.
Comes back. There's like a pit. Remember the pit?
Yeah, yeah.
They go into the pit with the duffel bag. They start doing all this fucked up 69ing. And then we all get around the pit. But as they're going further and further, they start dimming the lights and the music, the DJ. So it's like, you know, and then he's like, "All right, if you," and all of a sudden it's pitch dark almost, no music, and we can't see. He goes, "If you want to, you guys want these lights back up, you better start tipping." So we'd start just throwing money in, and then the lights come back up, and the girls just start fucking sticking stuff in their assholes, and then they'd start kissing, and it would slow down. They'd go again.
Great technique.
We were waiting for the last bit of light in the room. By like the third time, we were just like, wait, now, boom, we just started throwing money in.
That was the creepiest strip club thing I ever partook in, next to, when Oakerson had his bachelor party, and they shut down a comedy club. Yeah. I don't want to say what club, because I don't want to get in any trouble.
What'd it rhyme with?
Manda Moomork?
Something like that. They locked. We did it overnight in the club, and They had strippers in there, and they were fucking, they were, these strippers were really being fucking wild with each other. And I took, I had a $5 bill rolled up.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize I was doing it. I was just grazing it around her asshole very slowly and like gently. And Justin Silver goes, "You're a fucking creep." And I go, "What?" And I didn't realize what I was doing. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Really?
Justin Silver called you a creep, and then he started kissing a dog.
It was a fiver rolled up.
Yeah, he called you a creep, and he was shirtless. Jay was actually licking his nipple.
Yeah, exactly. But then the other gig you brought up was the one that you originally said was the first one. This is, to me, the really good story was you, me,
Keith,
and Norton.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about intimidating, just fucking, you know, you're like this wide-eyed open micer. And it's like, well, why don't you guys, and they go, why don't you come open for us at this college? And you're like, yeah, I'll ride upstate with three of the meanest men I've ever met.
Oh, my God. I
had to ride up alone with Keith, and he just smashed me the entire fucking ride. God, you stink. Shut your fucking yap, Joe. Just screaming at me.
I remember in the restaurant, we were making fun of your shoulders so bad. I remember you just kind of looking down at the menu, frustrated, pretending to look like for food, what you want. But inside, you were just searching for a hug, like you were looking for a happy word. And then I remember the booker, this little nerd guy, he said something about your shoulders.
Yeah, he did.
And it was a good one.
Punch that fucking cocksucker in his throat.
Because you know it's when the fucking nerd manager booker wants to jump in on the fun.
He smells fierce.
Yeah. Fucking mad.
No one hurts you more than Keith. He knows how to fucking get to your core.
He does.
The night I auditioned here, I was panicking. He just looked at me, goes, "Look how scared he is, Esty. Look at him, just fucking with me." And it hurt.
Dickhead. There's nothing you can do.
No, you just take it.
He knows.
We were in Dunkin' Donuts. To this day, it's my favorite Keith Robinson story. It's my first Keith Robinson story, and it's my favorite.
I remember.
We were in Dunkin' Donuts. Bobby, me, Norton, and Keith were standing at the counter. There was a kid, like a 14-year-old kid, helping Bobby and Norton with their order. Some 13-year-old girl comes out of the kitchen and walks up to Keith, and she goes, "Do you want anything?" And he just points over the fucking counter. He goes, "I want you to shut your trap." Bobby, mid-order, ran outside and was looking up in the air like crying laughing, and Keith comes out laughing. He's going, "Ha, ha, 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 ha." And Bobby's going, "What the fuck is wrong with you, dude? What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?"
He's one of the fucking funniest human beings I've ever met. He is just a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit.
I know. I remember we were walking through this, but he's one of the nicest guys ever.
I love him.
Yeah. I remember the first.
I would literally take a bullet for the guy, but he's a piece of garbage.
The first gig we ever did together.
You would take a post-stroke bullet for him? I mean, that seems like a.
I took a risk. You make a good point. Maybe not a post-stroke.
Depending. Yeah, but. Yeah.
If he was
brand
new,
a bad
Keith,
one to fall flat right there. You really don't want the stroke joke to eat shit.
Well, we knew one of us was going to try it. I just didn't know which one was going to do it. I was just about to sneak one out. I'm glad yours came out. Yours was funnier than mine, and it bombed. Yeah. Mine wasn't even funny. Mine would have just mean. The first time I did a gig with him, he's out in Woodbridge. We're going flying out of Newark. Forgot my ID on 97th Street in Lex.
Right.
We have to drive from his house in Woodbridge all the way to fucking... He drives me all the way to 97th and Lex, all the way back through the city to the airport. Oh, what a nice guy.
Wow.
And then he's hitting on every woman he sees.
Right.
At like 6 in the morning.
All right.
Just walking. Yo, what's up, man? How you doing, Shirley? What's up? Yeah. Every fucking... And then he walks up to the ugliest chick I've ever seen in my life. Right. And he's talking. He's like, "Yo, baby." And he gets her number. I'm like, "What the fuck was that?" He goes, "Practice, motherfucker." I was like, "You're a piece of shit." Just a hunk of garbage.
Just the worst. Just the worst.
He
is. One of my favorite memories was at Patrice's... one of Patrice's barbecues. It was Touré, Keith, me, and Patrice. And it was... Patrice and I discussing who was the biggest piece of shit between the three of them? Between Keith, Toure, and Patrice.
Yeah, Keith is.
Who what?
Toure
who
won.
Is?
Oh, really?
He got the most kids, right?
Toure won.
He's made the most mistakes.
Toure won that one. Yeah. That day for, I can't say it right now, but he won. He won that day. But it really came down to the wire between Keith and Toure.
Well, Keith, I remember Keith showed up with a wicker hat. You know right. the hats like the scally caps, like yeah. the paper boys used to wear. He showed up with one made of fucking like basket shit.
Right.
Like someone made it in the tropics.
Right.
He went on some shit gig or yeah. some. He went on a cruise with Wanda and bought this hat at some
trash.
Port. Shows up at Teresa's yeah. house. I took it and threw it in the fucking the grill.
Oh yes.
This burned. This cocksucker reached into hot flames and pulled it out, put it back on his head with grill marks on it.
Oh my God.
That's amazing. No one shits on your outfit more than Keith, and it's like, dude, you're wearing fucking Argyle. It's the yeah. worst outfit I've ever seen.
He is a trash person.
It's like my
he would buy touristy shit. I tell him he comes out to LA all the time and he goes, yeah. He goes, you know me, stupid. Let's get lunch. I'm at the W. You know where I got to stay. I go, only trash thinks the W. I go, you're the blackest white trash I've ever met in my life. You're just disgusting.
Yes.
It's nice, stupid. No, it's not, Keith. They just shine pink lights on the wall. It's trash.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is some shitty European hotel.
It stinks.
Yeah.
It fucking stinks.
I kind of like the W. I'm not going to lie.
Because you're trash, Sam.
God damn it. I'm Jew trash. I am. I'm California split Jew trash.
Sam's getting points. He can't risk those. He's got to promote a little bit.
I did.
This is called the bomb bandana.
Come on.
And I'll let you know. No, 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 no. You know what it is.
I know what it is.
Okay, so, all right, here you go. Just come accustomed to it.
It's an honor.
Right now, you're going to loosen up. I think you're a funny guy. Just put that. No, you're going to. We do the new thing where we put it over our face.
Over our face.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Are you going to wear it like Mateo
like
around your neck? Oh, I don't care. I love a bandana. That's how I pick up guys in the 70s. So Keith has his stroke, right?
Yeah.
So it's terrible.
Why do you say that like dice?
Real piece of shit.
So this fucking
so he had his stroke, right?
So this black guy had this stroke, right?
He did. He had a hell of a stroke.
He had a stroke. We're all in the fucking waiting room. He comes out in the wheelchair, hands up. Like this, drooling. I go, I literally went, no. And he goes, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Only Keith would do that.
Oh, you haven't
literally
seen him yet?
A week. No, a week. I mean, literally a week after he had the stroke, he comes out and does that.
I called him the day after it happened when he was in the hospital.
Yeah.
I called him the day after it happened. Yeah. Rachel Feinstein texted me, told me what happened. I called him. On his
what are you, Morgan Murphy? You want to mention fucking somebody else? Rachel yeah. Feinstein. Not that that's a drop.
I didn't mention a name.
I'm not. Rachel's a name now. Come on.
Where? On Amy's bus?
No, oh,
I'm
shit. I was on a bus once, too. So I, really, I was on.
I love Rachel. She's my friend. I'm
yeah,
just
we, I know.
The, was that mean?
No.
Oh, it just, it's funny
what the fuck happened to you? Come on.
What happened to me?
Yeah.
I moved into a town where. Look, wait. Don't sidetrack. Hold on a second.
Oh,
this is a good.
Fucking, someone put a mark on that thought.
This is a good story.
I can't wait till you snap on L.A. Come
she
on.
Texted me and goes, she told me what happened. She goes, you can call him on his cell.
Yeah.
So I call his cell. He picks up the phone. He goes, what do you want, stupid? That's how he answers his fucking phone the day after he has the stroke.
Yeah. It was a little, I mean, it was not as clear as that, but yeah.
No. No. yeah, it was a little more sloppy.
He's doing good. Fucking asshole. He's doing great.
Fucking asshole. What's the matter with you?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you why.
All right.
We do the Creeps with Kids show, right? Which is, Florentine, Bonnie, Gomez, me. Bennington hosts it with his daughter. It's a comedy show about parenting. We do all our kid material. Then we go up and Bennington does this, panel with us about parenting. Very funny. Really funny show. Keith walks in. He goes, he wants to do five. wants to do five. So I'm like, yeah, fucking go up in front of me. You know, I'm like, how hard is it? You know, I can follow him now, right?
Yeah, exactly. This the only fuck, one half works.
Buddy, this fucker goes up and just kills with all new stroke jokes.
Right.
Wow.
I'm fucking like, God, are you shitting me?
Please, somebody made fun of him when he went on stage.
Yeah, of course, I just was like, I didn't think he was going to do that good. He just had a stroke. He hasn't written, you haven't written material in fucking years when
and
you
now
were
now he's
good.
Got one less arm to write it with. Yeah?
I'm sure he doesn't write it. I'm sure he dictates it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking killing it.
He is, he is. I'm very happy that he's back in, you know, in action. Or
he's one of the pillars of our community.
Yeah.
I love the guy.
I love him, too.
I love the guy. No, I know you do. I'm not saying it like, well, I love the guy, Bob.
But I love him, too. But I'm just saying that either.
I know you do. Can I have some of that whiskey up there?
Yes, of course we can.
Can I too? Yeah. Yes. I'd like to get in on this.
Yeah. What are you, a fucking follower? What's wrong with you?
No, I didn't know we were allowed to drink the whiskey. I was trying to be a polite guest.
Yeah. Yes.
Bobby is one of the best sober people I know. Because, and I'll tell you for two reasons. Number one, this motherfucker will come hang out with you. He'll bar hop with you, even though he doesn't drink.
Yeah. He'll just hop. Sober.
What?
I didn't know you were sober.
30 fucking years.
Wow.
He'll hop from bar to bar with you, and then he also likes it if you drink around him. Like if you're with him, he's not like, don't get drunk. He's like, get drunk, dude. I want to see what happens.
Fun.
Yeah, I don't care.
Well, you got sober so young. That maybe if it was like a few years ago, right?
Well, I got sober young, but I've definitely have, you know, as you can look at my T-shirt size, the underlying causes. I've switched addictions. That's all I did. I went cigarette, sex, and the, you know, my 20s and 30s, and then... You know, now it's, you know, I'm trying to kick this food addiction, which is fucking...
And you decided to bring Stavros on the road. That's a good idea.
I fucked up. I did.
Bring this guy. Look at him.
Come on.
He's a twig. Uh-huh. He's a rail.
I should have brought you.
Jesus Christ, lady.
she's from Jersey, Joe.
Yeah, that's fucking...
Two things I want to talk about. She took it in the butt last night for the first time.
What?
So cheers to that.
From
cheers. Salud. Hey.
To a new beginning.
So
yeah, to a new beginning. And to a dirty dick top.
Yay.
From a long-term boyfriend or a stranger?
No, you're married, aren't you?
New guy.
No. From a
new guy?
New guy. That's a real toast.
Wow.
That's a toast.
Guys. How many dates?
Two, right?
No. And he's a hottie.
Yeah, he's got a big piece. Big piece.
Listen, when you pour it neat, you go to like there.
Okay, do you want to get another cup and pour some out?
Dude. I'm sorry, I'm not a bartender.
Oh, you don't have to play right. We can just bust out rails, Joe. These are real people.
We,
Can I borrow this?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, what are you going to do? He's trying.
He's been trying for 11 years.
Have you been doing this for 11 years? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Joe's I'm eyebrows. Glad that one got nothing, but we'll keep it here for a second.
Nobody saw him about his eyebrows yet.
Joe, your physique looks like a fucking melted pumpkin from Halloween.
I don't care.
Hang on, let's call Jeff Ross if we're going to do a roast battle. Can we keep
we
it clean?
We got two of the best.
Are you a roast battle guy too, right?
Yeah, we just did the tape.
Did you win?
I don't want to, I can't reveal like any of the results.
Okay, all right, okay.
I say it was good, it was very good.
He was killer. Yeah.
And then here's what's, I'll have to sidetrack a little bit, but here's what's funny about you is that you look like you'd be the nicest guy in the world, but you're probably just a piece of shit. Just a mean guy.
Probably accurate, yeah.
You're a mean person. Yeah. Yeah, you can come up with some nice hot ones. Now, do you write all your own stuff or do you get help?
Yeah, I write all my own stuff.
You don't get any help.
I'll bounce ideas every now and then to see like what's my funniest stuff.
What are you shaking your head for, baby?
Because we don't get help.
But yeah, but
come on.
What do you mean?
You should get help.
You should have gotten help.
You should have gotten help when you went against me, Christy. It's pretty ugly.
Sam and I battled each other at the Grammys last year.
Is it like Trump almost being president? How big this roast battle and then fight this and fun? It's the end of comedy. Stand up comedy is no more.
How do you mean?
It's not enough. Now we need to. We're little. You know, it's like sex. When you first start to fuck, fucking is fine. Kissing, grabbing some titty. Then you gotta, you know, eat some pussy. Then you gotta eat some ass. Sure. Then you gotta, like Lauren, get it in your ass. Right? We're past the point of, you know, it's gonna come full circle. Well, stand up will be good again. But it's like TV. The stand up, it's not good enough. You gotta do something else.
Well,
comics literally have to fucking roasting was a. Honorable thing that people did who to honor somebody.
It would be an event. Yeah.
Now it's a competition.
Well, yeah. not just that.
Comics.
Now they let these three do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there literally was nothing anybody. On that. I really thought that was going to get you in the.
So
you didn't think that was funny?
No, we didn't.
First of all,
no,
shut up,
guys.
Sam. I don't like Sam's confidence on my show. Shut your face and stop flipping it over there. All right?
It was a nice flip.
It was a nice flip, and it bugged me how nice it was. It's like you.
It's like slow motion.
I did like it. I was just a little slow to react, Joe. I don't know. I
what
just was because I was in a thought process.
No, the podcast.
What happened to me? I'm fucking 46. I got a 3-year-old. My wife sent me down to vote today to the fucking place that I shouldn't have. 2 hours in line.
Yeah.
The podcast gets successful. You're getting lazy now.
See? I'm a little lazy.
See? I remember when you were hungry for this shit. Yeah. Man. You were fucking hungry.
Oh, come on, look at him. He's still hungry.
Just an iPhone. Well, there you go. Wow. Now we know why you're on roast battle.
I enjoyed that.
Well, you gave him fucking alcohol. Now he's getting funnier.
How it works. That's how it works for half this class. It's going to be downhill soon.
Yeah.
No, there you go. All right, we're going to move on real quick. We're going to talk. This amazes me. Number one, Lauren, that you're so open with it.
Yeah.
About this. And can I be honest, too?
Sure.
You say it's your first time getting it in the butt.
Yeah.
But this, I see in this guy's, he's got a big piece, correct?
Correct, yeah.
He's got a big, okay.
Christino's.
Let me tell you something. you don't take it in the ass the first time with one of those.
Why I'd love
to, it was just the tip.
It was just the tip.
Just the tip.
So he put the tip, just the tip in your butthole.
Yeah.
And
speaking of just the tip, it's now available on iTunes. Yeah.
See what I was trying to plug there?
You ever see my first album? I remember Steve Byrne sent me a photo of four of them. He bought them at a Salvation Army.
That was me.
Oh, that was you?
That was me. I found five of them in a fucking bargain bin at a Salvation Army.
That's amazing.
Didn't you throw them out, though? You threw them out?
No, I didn't
on
buy
them.
I just kept, I just took the picture. I took pictures of all of them. I made it like a display. I can't believe you gave that to Steve Byrne.
Sorry.
No, I think Steve Byrne's CDs were under yours. in the bin.
That's what I remember. Technology on that CD was a desk icon, like a Bob Kelly icon you just throw on. Or like a background. Like you got different Bob Kelly backgrounds. That was like the latest in technology.
And you did the fucking magic eye bullshit. Not bullshit, but you know what I mean. The thing where it's like a lot of little images that make a big image.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that called again?
I have collage? No idea. Collage, maybe?
No, but the images make... Oh, it's like a picture of like Bob's face.
Like the Truman Show. Like
yes.
That.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Yeah. I did that.
Yeah, and then, that's when that was in style.
But I did have a... It's called a desktop pet. I had a thing called the scaring the piss the pants monster. Remember that joke?
Yeah, I remember that joke.
Okay. On that, and I had the guy. This is how ahead of the times I was. I had to make a desktop pet. It was a little monster that would come out on your PC, and he'd walk out, and then and he'd sit there, and then he would piss his pants, and then go, and then walk off.
What's
your
the
thing.
Point?
It's just that when you're on your computer, this little pet would come out and just make you giggle.
Because he had a joke.
Yeah, I had a joke about it.
It was a joke. Right? Yeah,
Piss the pants monster.
Sorry, yeah, I don't mean to do your bit.
No, please do it.
That's funny.
Yeah, the punchline was, what are you, the piss the pants monster?
Yeah.
And then, so then he had an icon. He already told you the whole fucking thing.
I get it now.
Take another sip, Joe.
I can't drink this, by the way. I get all excited when you're like, we got coffee. And it's like, no, you don't. You got these goofy
We have coffee. We'll get you coffee, whatever you want.
You said give Joe a coffee, and I'm not for nothing. No. She's so lazy. She just opened one of these shitty,
what
cold Trader Joe's drinks.
Coffee and I just...
That's not coffee.
Look at this shit.
That's
look
not coffee.
Me a coffee.
I have an Nespresso machine right behind him.
Look at this shit.
I bought an Nespresso machine right behind you, Joe.
We're all excited about those.
These,
I don't
have
sugar in them. I don't like the sugar.
Take
it. I got cream in it, too.
Why don't you put that in your asshole?
I like a black coffee.
Sit. I know you're having trouble walking today.
Don't get up again.
You're having trouble sitting.
Yeah.
That's a good point, too.
So you got it in the butt last night.
Right.
Can
now
I,
what? Yeah, go ahead, baby.
I was going to ask a question.
Please, go ahead.
And this might be like TMI, so you don't have to answer it.
Kay.
Did you have like regular sex before butt sex?
No.
So
oh,
the
what
first
do you mean?
Time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. You're doing it in the bum-bum.
Right.
I mean in the puss-puss.
In the puss-puss.
You're doing it in your puss-puss. And then does it slip in or does he spit on it and take it out and ask you? Or does he just...
There was some spit involved.
So you guys were ready to go.
Yeah, ready to go. I don't
were
know
you how. Hesitant?
I don't know. Do you like it? I don't know if I like it.
I don't find that it's very enjoyable for either party.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah.
For a who? Man has a G-spot in his asshole, but me. A woman doesn't.
Yeah.
So a woman's not feeling any real pleasure from butt sex. And a man, it feels hard and raw. Mm. The only
it's
cool
a real
part
of reward thing, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I just
trust
think
me.
It's about,
I've
like,
danced with the devil in that. Fucking...
Have you guys ever had a prostate massage?
Yeah,
that's a
yeah,
thing.
pretty
yeah,
enjoyable.
Because if you're a guy, you've got a G spot there. Women yeah. don't. So yeah. that's the thing too. It's like the only cool part about it is if like you get off on how dirty it is. I guess.
Yeah, or yeah. like if you're just the kind of like.
Have you had it?
I don't know.
So you've had butt sex.
That's why her voice is like that.
Yeah, at age three.
At age three.
She just have a regular voice.
That's disgusting. At age three. And her voice just stayed.
Yeah, no.
When she screamed,
like,
that's
regular
the voice.
Voice.
And then just
the doctor
stayed.
Was like,
just froze her vocal cords.
The doctor was like, the only way we can fix your asshole is by we have to take tissue from your vocal cords.
Fuse
it into your asshole.
But if you're the kind of person that just likes, all right, do it. Oh, my dear
it's
like God.
Like Tommy John.
Yeah, no, there is a risk. There is a risk that your voice might be altered. Hey, what are the chances? Do it.
I'm gonna actually counter you two and say that I've had, I don't like just butt sex, but I've had a girl riding, you know, riding me.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it a few times. For a little bit, and it felt great how dirty it was.
Yeah.
And I had a girl go, I don't think there's anything hotter is when a girl goes, oh, fuck my ass. It's hottish. Not to say shit, but it's really smoking hot.
Can I meet you on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I see your bet and raise it?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Here's what's hotter.
Yeah.
And I swear to you, this happened to me.
Yeah.
Only once, but it happened to me.
When
the girl,
a guy said it to you?
A guy said it to me. No, when I got to say to the guy.
Okay.
I was having butt sex with a girl.
Yeah.
And she was laying flat.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of moaning and grunting, she turned around. She just went, I've never done this before.
Wow, that's great.
Ooh. And I was like,
yeah,
holy
and, you, and then
shit.
You went back in her and you went, liar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the only time I got.
And I said, make your voice deeper.
Because.
I stink.
I like it.
I'm sorry,
buddy. You're not. You're fine.
I two
everybody's
hours of serious.
You're doing,
I think
you're,
I'm out of funny.
You're taking a lot of swings. You're getting a lot of. You're bend 450.
Listen. I think it's fine. Everybody's doing fine. Listen. Here's my thing. The worst. The only time butt sex was bad. Sex was bad for me. I met this when I was in my prime, probably 25, 26, in there in Boston, Al and the Monkees, doing all that shit, just doing comedy shows, banging, and. I met this. She had to be like 35.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And we went.
And you were 25.
25.
She's seen some stuff.
We went back to my. We went back to my apartment where I live with six retarded gentlemen.
Literally retarded gentlemen.
I lived when I first started comedy. I lived in a house with six mentally retarded. Elderly men.
Because I like your way to make it more politically correct is to say gentlemen.
No, they were
retarded gentlemen.
Well, back then you could
they
say
they wore top hats. They were mongoloids in top hats
why
and canes.
You still say retarded. If
you could say mentally. You can't say mental. It was retarded. Then it was when I worked there, it changed to mentally retarded.
Okay.
And now it's physically challenged.
Challenged.
Right, challenged.
If you don't but, say it, in, all right.
All right, listen. I worked with elderly, 50 and up, mentally retarded gentlemen. And I remember I brought this lady back. I had a room. I had this big room they gave me. Rent-free, $100 a week, and food. So I was going to college right. doing comedy. I had to be there 5 nights a week from 11 to 8 in the morning.
Did you
what?
She goes, listen, room's rent-free, $100 a week, nothing. You go, well, that sounds great. She goes, ah, there is one catch.
How are retards get to jerk off to whoever you bring home.
I actually, the funnest, I mean, it was one of the best times of my life because they were such, they were like my, they became my pals. I used to put one of them on my motorcycle and put the helmet on his head, like the top of it, because it wouldn't go on his whole head.
And it's like pushing down a hill.
No, we drive around. I drive around. Barry. Me and Barry would hang out.
It's like a Fairly Brothers film.
Yeah, we used to drive around. Like, I remember I could feel his tongue because, you know, he had a long tongue on my neck. Bob. I remember he said, Bobby, I like the motorcycle, Bob.
He'd lick your neck?
Well, he just had a long tongue and it would come out. He, you know, Down syndrome, one of the things is a long tongue. And
Up syndrome, Bob. Up syndrome.
Well, now. I know, now in today's Up syndrome.
Sorry. I didn't
mean to. That's really sweet.
Thank you. thank you, Connecticut. So I brought her back, and my move was back then with girls, I'd get them back to my room, and I would just take my clothes off.
What move is that?
That's so quick.
And they go, what are you doing? I'd be like, hey, it's my body. It's my room. If you don't like it, you can take off if you want.
You could fight your way through a sea of retards to get out of here.
That's what I would have had. I would have brought my roommates in to circle the bed.
Yeah, you could try to get out. It's like The Walking Dead.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're fucking Negan. You're pointing to the fence. You want to end up in there? Oh, my God.
So
they all have the strength of 10 men. Good luck getting out of this.
So I remember, you know, and it would work. Most of the time that would work for some, you know, just, you know. Sure. Yeah, forget, I'm 20, whatever the fuck age I was, smoking hot. And, you know, I never banged broads that were above me. I always banged broads that were kind of at me or a little below. You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, and, you were an addict. You were taking swings.
Right. She takes her clothes off. Of course, she comes over. She's like, what are you doing? And I start kissing her. I'm naked. My dick's out. We're making out. And my dick's out. She grabs your dick, and you're done. We're fucking. Mm. I'm fucking her for a good 10 minutes. I mean, I'm just pumping away.
Yeah.
Oh, her pussy's so wet. I'm like, oh, you fuck. She goes, oh, God. I should have known. This is why I don't trust girls with nylons on. Like,
why?
I just don't like nylons in the summer.
Oh.
You're hiding something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like hanks?
Well,
you're hiding something.
I remember I was drinking coffee. Hang on, sorry. I'm
so
sorry.
So I'm fucking her for like 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, this is great. All of a sudden she goes, oh, God. Oh, I love your dick in my ass. I went, I'm in your ass? Like, I hurt that. I was like, ugh. Like, it was so, it was like a pussy.
Yeah.
Like, I nothing.
Yeah.
It just went in her butt.
Yeah.
Are you wearing a condom?
No.
Ooh.
This is before AIDS.
Is that right when
AIDS came out. I had a doctor tell me when I went for an AIDS test. He goes, do you fuck guys? I go, no. Do guys fuck you? I go, no. You shoot up heroin, you use needles? No. You're fine. Leave. That's what he said to me.
I just think guys some like any situation that like would make their dick seem big. Like, oh, your dick is too big to fit in my little butt. Like, guys just want them to feel like
this butt. You could have fit three dicks in this ass.
I hooked up with a girl one time on the road and I was fingering her. We were hooking up in my room and I was fingering her and I go, oh, man, your pussy's so tight. She goes, that's my asshole.
Then you had to fucking wash your knuckles.
Like, that's
what
I meant.
A very squeaky, clean asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? The first 6 inches is not dirty.
No.
Yeah.
It's the after that is when you get into that intestinal tract.
It's not get carried away. That
guys be really into my butthole.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Why?
I don't know. I think maybe I just have like a really nice butthole. It's maybe it's like really.
She's got a
clean.
My Little Pony tail.
Yeah, it's rainbow. But no, I've had like more than one guy that I've been with.
I'm not huge on the asshole.
It looks like a
I'm so satisfied with the pussy still.
Yeah, that too. But I mean, every guy's wanted like. I've like, been really into my ass.
Really
eating ass.
I love eating ass.
Yeah. Really? See, that's
when a girl eats my ass. If a girl eats my ass, I'm like, you filthy motherfucker, I love you.
I have a whole bit about it now. I talk about it in my act about how I love you. Because remember that, what happened to me? The last time I got my ass eaten, because I don't do it anymore because my asshole's like fucking just a shut down fucking... Like fucking God. Circus
factory in Cleveland.
Yeah, it's just you can hear swing sets.
An abandoned like amusement park.
Yeah. Folks, Michael Moore did a documentary about Bobby's asshole.
It's awful. Yeah. It really is. Just a security guard driving around, just a fat security guard.
Roger.
It's terrible. Do you still do that joke where you say you go if you don't get on all fours while a woman eats your asshole and you say eat my pussy baby, you're gay. Do you still do that joke?
The joke I do now is a true story.
But
no,
that's so
here's
funny.
A true story.
Sorry,
the last girl to eat my asshole, last girl, was when I got way too into it. When I first started getting my ass eaten, it was I'd be in Captain Morgan stance. I'd be in a kind of manly stance. You know?
What do you mean you got too into it?
Well, I got too into it because I would actually get to the point where I was on my, my back, holding my legs over my head. And I actually said this is a true story. I went, eat my pussy. And I remember the silence. I remember I felt the ass eating stop, and then the silence and the fucking pause when her head came up, and she's looking at me. She goes, "Did you just say eat my pussy?" And I was like, and then I had to form it
you
like I was like, eat my pussy, like you know. Like a question?
You said it again.
Well, because I was like, I fucked up. Like, I knew I fucked. I thought she might be like, oh, you want me to eat that pussy, you fucking little queer? Yeah. But she was like, did you just, like, I stepped up. I never saw that girl again. Never saw her again.
That's not a good story to tell the grandkids.
Here's the thing, though. The fact is that there's a woman out there in her 40s right now who has a family. Huh. And, like, she's seen me on TV and goes, you know, she's just like, do you want to know? Let me tell you something about this fucking queen.
Yeah.
What? Nah, he said. And
that's fucking beautiful.
And they're like, what? They see me on Louis and be like, oh, I like him. Yeah, he said eat my pussy.
Because his asshole is pussy.
That's how that marriage crumbles. he never looks at her the same.
Good. It's sorry. And I feel like I stepped on your story by telling your other joke.
Not at all. Not at all.
That's so funny, though, dude.
Yeah.
And I love that you said that. And fuck her for suddenly having standards.
Yeah.
She's already tongue deep.
I'd be okay with that.
You,
I think I'd probably laugh, but like, who cares?
You're having fun.
You're already there. Her tongue's already in your asshole.
Yeah, lick your asshole, but don't say anything
weird about it. Yeah, exactly.
No,
agree.
You should have said, eat my pussy.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think I should have said.
It is pretty weird.
Eat my pussy is shocking.
It's funny
because I come off as me. Hey, come on, let's go. Then we're making out, and now all of a sudden, like, now I'm this alpha male with her, and all of a sudden I'm holding my asshole, literally spreading my cunt open.
You know what?
I go. Oh, eat my pussy. She was like, all right, that's the line. I'm out.
So
I'm out.
Did she stop doing it though? She stopped immediately.
She stopped. Yeah.
You know what I say? I go. Do you like my chocolate factory, Charlie?
No. Nope.
Eat my Wonka bar.
Because he sleeps with Asian women. That's what I say.
I do. I go, keep eating my Wonka bar. I'll give you a golden ticket.
See, that I think is worse than the.
I don't say that. I'm joking.
Yeah. What do you think we're on CNN right now?
I don't know.
Jesus, I don't say that.
People.
Hey, freak.
Well, Lauren, let me ask you, Lauren.
Yeah.
Your asshole today, is it hurting?
It's hurting. I'm pooping all day.
Oh, man.
She just ruined it with that jersey.
Everything. Yep.
I'm like pooping all day.
Yeah, do you have any Bruce Springsteen we can play? Born in my fucking asshole.
Oh, Lauren, I'm sorry you ruined it.
How long did it go on for, Lauren, if I don't mind
that, maybe like
an hour?
5 minutes.
An hour?
No, not an hour. You know, I had to like get myself really drunk. I had to. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Sam's...
What do you mean you had to get drunk?
I had to get like some type of buzz going in order to do it.
So you knew you were going to do it?
Yeah.
So you wanted
to know.
You and him?
No, we talked about doing it.
How do you do that? That's so fucking unsexy.
I don't give a shit.
I think it's respectful.
I think it's
two
so
Jersey
funny.
People going, so what do you think about your out? I don't know. Maybe put it in my ass tonight.
That's what we do.
What do you think? Maybe a little bit? Just the helmet? All right, I'll put the helmet in. We'll see where we're at. All right, you want me to spit on it or no spit? No, yeah. I think you should spit.
And he's going, call me the situation, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Now, I read about this somewhere on the internet. Have a color or a name, and if you scream that out, I'll stop.
What?
My
what
code
do you mean?
Name, if you yell Snooki.
But, like, a conversation is better than, like,
totally.
If someone
just
it's not very romantic. Men can't really be men anymore because you have to kind of have that. You always have to be like, hey, can I do this?
I understand.
And it takes the romance out of it.
There's a way to do it, though. There's a way to kind of sexy, like.
Okay, me and you are doing it. Ready? Let's have the conversation. What's up, baby? How you
feel
doing?
Like you can't. Okay.
What happened?
His headphones are not.
Really? He just probably pulled it out.
Go all ahead, right. Yeah, what? What's what are up? We doing? We role playing?
Yeah. What's up, baby?
I feel like I do this every time I come on your podcast.
I know. I just make you do it. Do you want to do it with... How about do it with Connecticut?
No!
Come on, do it with JP.
No, where, I couldn't.
Just do it with him.
You can put it in my ass, but you got to take me down the shore after.
Warren.
You do him. You are a boyfriend and girlfriend.
All right.
You're going to fuck in the ass tonight, but you're having the conversation about it, okay?
Well, it would be him who has to initiate the conversation.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
It's all on you, JP.
Jesus.
Go ahead, JP.
Oh, God. Hey. How you doing?
Good.
Is this good for you so far?
So far, it's great.
You like normal style? Normal sex is good?
Yeah, normal sex is great.
What do you think about, like, option B?
What do you mean? What's option B?
I come in you have a baby, and then I give you option B plan, and it dies.
You really sold that after school special style, Christy. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I wasn't sure the direction.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. You're doing great, JP.
What do you think about, like, I don't know, maybe an ancient form of contraception, if you know what I mean?
I don't know if I know what you mean.
I could, like, maybe bring it around back.
Bring it around back.
Maybe not at the cellar. Maybe at the Village Underground. You know what I'm saying? I like your second room that
and
you opened
you're
up.
Funny.
Shut up. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to fuck you in the ass.
I like
this. This isn't a time for jokes.
I can't even look at him.
What's your answer?
Okay, you win.
Oh,
say
my.
What I told you to say. Eat my pussy. No.
All right. Well, let's segue onto this. I'd like to know, did you vote today?
Yes.
You did. Did you vote today?
Morning, early.
JP, did you vote? A nice white Connecticut boy like you didn't vote.
Nobody needs me voting.
Really?
I don't know.
Why, no, your parents are ashamed.
I was a little bitch.
What about you, Sammy?
Of course.
You did?
Yeah.
Deepu did.
I did.
Lauren, of course
I
you did.
Not.
You did not.
No. Trump just took Indiana, by the way, which is a big deal.
Yeah, I think. Listen,
take that
no, it's a it's Pence's state. He was going to take that. You knew he was going to take Indiana.
I'm afraid.
Afraid of what?
I'm afraid.
I think Hillary had like a 2% chance of winning Indiana. That's not.
But half of the country is going to be really upset after today.
What are you talking about?
I'm afraid.
Half the country,
like
listen,
98% of
Trump supporters
upset now.
Are going to fucking kind of settle into it.
Yeah. What if there's
I'll tell you what I'm worried about. I'm worried about Hillary supporters.
Really?
If fucking Trump wins, yes. If Trump
He's
wins.
He's not going to win.
If
you
he
don't
win,
think so?
He's not going to win.
Joe, you didn't vote today, right?
Right, he has to win more than every swing state. He has to win a blue state on top of that. He's not going to win.
Yeah, he's got to win six battleground states.
I love that confidence because I might pray he does.
He's not going to win.
I don't think he's going to win either.
Good.
I went in to vote today. If I got fucked. Really. I really. It made me so angry.
Yeah. Hey, why?
Because I fucking waited 2 hours. I was ready to pull the trigger. And they fucking told me to beat it. You know, it stinks. The voting process sucks.
It does.
For me, 2 hours.
I was in and out.
You should fucking log in on your phone. Yeah. They should do a check on you. And
then
you
should. That's why Trump's not going to win. It's because so many supporters are racist. And because it takes voting to register is a pain in the ass. That's like a 20-minute process.
Even longer.
Longer. And racists are lazy, which means they're not going to do that. And then you have to show up on top of that. He's not going to win.
It's a completely outmoded system. So they
that's
can,
why you're right. Racists
so they
are lazy.
With you.
I mean, look at their outfits. It's just a white sheet. They didn't even fucking. Yeah. They could have embroidered it. They could have done other things to it. It could have been, you know, a belt.
No,
it's not even a belt. There's not even a belt.
Right.
And they didn't even get a hat. They just got a hood.
Well, the Grand Wizard has a hat.
Yeah, they got one hat.
One hat.
Fucking lazy.
He's in like black and red, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, one out of but fucking everybody else is just, dude, just get a sheet. Come on down.
It's a completely confusing, outmoded system, which is why I don't trust it and why I don't believe in it, and I don't do it. I don't, you know. Sorry.
I tell you
I
what.
I really bring a show to a halt.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Goodbye.
Yeah, can I say something?
Yeah.
You watch these... all these people that you admire on television, right? And then you're like, oh, shit, maybe I should go vote. I don't want to be... They're telling me I'm a piece of shit if I don't do it. Every vote counts. You have to go vote. But what I think they're saying to you is this. I think it's kind of a mind fuck. It's you have to go vote, but I'm voting for Hillary. So it's almost like when you get there, you're like, I had to do this because I don't want to be a piece of shit to fucking, Ryan Reynolds.
Well, yeah, whenever
I don't want Ryan Reynolds.
Like Deadpool.
Yeah, I don't want, I love Deadpool.
It's like, Ryan,
Deadpool.
You've made some shitty choices over the last few years, too. Let's face it.
I don't want Louis C.K. to hate me because I'm a fucking asshole. If I don't vote, I'm a piece of shit. And he might say, hey, did you vote? And I'm going to go, no. And he'd go, fuck you. And never talk to me. And then you go and you vote and you're in there. You're like, oh, who should I vote? Oh, it's almost like a religion with me. I don't like it when people treat Hillary like she's not a fuck up.
Right. I don't think they do. I think she's been the most heavily criticized figure for like the last 20 years.
Now, to regular people, to Hillary supporters, fuck all that. It's all unfounded bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's unfair. She's a victim. She's been attacked.
Uh-huh.
And she has.
That's why it's like a religion.
I think
it depends
on your definition of a Hillary supporter, though. Is a Hillary supporter?
She hasn't been criticized any more than anybody else has. I mean, look,
that's absolutely not.
It's 110% true. I prefer Hillary to Trump. I'm not a huge fan of either, but if these people are going to sit back and act like fucking Sarah Palin didn't get a crucifixion 10 times the level that Hillary
did. She
did,
but she hasn't been around as long as Hillary. She hasn't been in the public eye for 20
years. I agree.
Hillary's
gotten it for so much longer.
Sarah Palin got it for two years.
Is any of it deserved?
No. Some of it's deserved, of course.
Cut that in half.
But then how much of it is like, her husband got his dick sucked. How many of those, what's she bringing to the table?
Hillary,
you know, how many of those?
For much longer, I think.
But
I
that's
agree
because
that
she's been participating for much longer.
Yeah, she's been getting about
of
real
course,
stuff.
But that doesn't mean she's not getting it. That's
all
I'm saying.
She's had criticism.
Obama gets it?
Not like her.
Come on.
Oh,
man.
Not at all.
But she's actually had a career in politics to criticize. Like, Trump gets criticized because he's a fucking rapist.
Right.
Hillary, on the other hand, she's been working in the State Department and the Senate for
the
last
30
years. Probably.
You can't say probably. How do you say probably?
Because there's a lot of people coming forward.
You don't say fucking probably a rapist.
I want him to be. Enough people have come forward that it doesn't look good.
It's true, but it doesn't look good. It's not true. Look at fucking people coming
about. Slow process.
Wait a minute, though. Are there people coming out against Clinton being one, too?
Possibly.
Both of them are
shitty to women.
Okay, but,
yeah.
but okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
So how are you a powerful woman and for women's rights if you fucking bed down with one of those guys? How do you say Trump's a piece of shit? You women cannot, but your guy that you fucking bed down with is one of those guys too.
Here.
I mean, supposedly one of those guys. How does that make sense?
That's what
explain
a lot
that to me.
It
I'm
does.
Fucking
that's
stupid.
What a lot
how
of
her, does it make
that's
sense?
That's the contradiction that we're in, man. I mean,
that's
what
a lot of her
with.
Criticism comes
the
from.
The lesser of two evils. At this point, it's
yeah,
just
but that you
hurts.
Shouldn't vote for the lesser of two evils. You should
why?
Find
but
because
why no. Bobby, I agree with you, and this is why I don't vote. Because what happens is the people like the really tried and true hardcore Democrats. For example, I'm not excusing the right by any means, but just for an example, the really tried and true hardcore Democrats, and the right did this too with Trump initially, they were pissed about Bernie Sanders. Hmm. Bernie Sanders represented, in theory, everything they stood for ideally on paper. They were pissed. They were pissed at Bernie Sanders. Why? Because he didn't have a chance to win. They would readily admit that Hillary was to the right of Obama, and they bitched about Obama for 8 years for rolling over and being too conservative.
Right.
Yet this guy comes along that actually starts saying all the things that they supposedly believe in, and they're going, fuck this guy because he can't win. So at the end of the day, the people that vote play ball. It's always the lesser of two evils.
Of course. Hillary has more allies than Bernie did.
Sure.
And they were trying to win. They were trying to avoid a Trump presidency.
Sure. It's a strategy game. But here's my point. This is not my point with this, but this is what I want to say. For anybody to act like it's bullshit, for anybody to act like this is sight unseen criticism that Hillary is experiencing, watch any documentary or read any history and look at what fucking Nixon went through. Look at what Kennedy went through. Mm-hmm. Look at what Mondale
Speak
went
it.
Through. Look at the,
drop
the,
it.
Dukakis. These,
Nixon Kennedy election rigged. I mean, that was an actual rigged
these
election.
These people
that
were
was,
fucking.
That was,
they, had and, to mo- they had to buy and muscle mafia votes for Kennedy. That guy didn't have a fucking shot in hell. this is nothing new, and I'm just so tired of people acting like, well, our this version of it is the worst. It's not the worst. It's the same fucking record.
Hillary and Bill are basically House of Cards. They're not like they're not the ideal choice, but she's the only choice. I mean, if you vote for Trump,
but by you saying she's the only choice,
of these two, I'm saying.
But there's isn't there two other guys that you could vote
They'll
for?
They'll never win, dude. Did you look? If it's you a look waste at the of a charts, vote. Dude. It's like they're.
I
like,
know, but if you vote, if you took away the vote, what they're afraid of. Afraid of if you take away those votes that Trump might win.
Right.
So you have to go vote for Hillary,
right.
Even though you might not like her or agree with everything she's done. You have to go vote for her because if not, Trump might. Those votes are taken away from Hillary.
You're right when you say celebrities, when they're saying vote, they're saying vote for Hillary. You're 100% right.
Here's all of them.
You're 100% right.
Yeah. Which one is it? John Voight? This fucking
Voight,
what?
John
and what's his name? Huh?
Scott Baio.
No, Scott Baio, John Voight. Yeah,
and Bo Derek, the big three. Yeah.
No, and there's one more. What's his name?
Bob Dole.
No, the fucking...
I know who you're talking about. I forget his name, too.
Oh, my God, he's such a big star.
Rick Flair.
Everything.
But here's how you know your vote doesn't count. Read up on the Electoral College. This is not how it works. At the end of the day, if votes counted and votes meant something, this is how voting would work. The candidate that gets the most votes wins.
Correct.
That is not how it works.
Correct.
And when you try to read the Electoral College and understand how it works, it is so unbelievably fucking confusing. And when people criticize the complications or the complicated nature of that process, the immediate response is, we know it's complicated, but that's to protect you. Well, where have I heard that before? From every fucking salesman that has ever fucked me out of my money.
What?
Hey, dude, I wish it was just that easy, bro. This is actually for your protection, though, man.
Yeah, Joe has a lot of home gym equipment.
Yeah, exactly. It's bullshit. And then people sit there and say, don't vote for third-party candidates because they can't win. Well, if everybody voted for them, why the fuck can't they win?
That's an idealistic and cynical at the same time.
First of all, I miss your rants and I miss those fingers.
Yeah, you're going
I fucking love those fingers.
I think that Joe Hicks is making some good points right now, but
it's true though. It's true. If that's my question, why can't a third party win if everybody votes for a third party?
Because it's not going to happen.
Because
they're a third party
bullshit.
For a reason. Because they aren't going to get
bullshit.
The votes.
But if the most people voted for him, why wouldn't he win?
Because
it's a broken fucking
now,
system.
Now because Hillary had the allies, and I think she was the only possible candidate.
Power.
Of course, power.
Power, influence,
what is
money.
Trump? What is Trump?
I'm not saying he's not.
Trump is not power. Trump,
of course he is.
He's not power.
How is he not power?
I'll tell you how he's not power. Because he actually struck a chord with these middle American people by just saying you know Howard Stern, I said this before on the show. Howard Stern said something very interesting. He ran for, I believe, mayor of New York City.
I remember that.
And all of a sudden he goes, I started to win. He goes, I was like, oh my God, I might win this. I'm out. He goes, I'm out. Yeah, I was fucking around. All of a sudden, they're going to start looking into me. I'm going to have to start, you know. And I think Trump, I don't think he knew it was going to go this far.
Do you know what it is?
And I think that the more he talked and the more people listened, and all of a sudden he found himself in this thing. Well, holy shit. I came onto this formula. If I say this about the wall, if I say this about America, I'm making all of a sudden this group of people, this massive, the Republicans are like, fuck, yes, let's do it.
Well, what Trump understands is that people vote based on how they feel. Like, no matter how you feel, you can find facts somewhere on the internet and support whatever argument you want to make.
Right.
So if you feel like, you know, I'm a marginalized white person or something,
you're
and
not.
This guy's finally speaking to me.
You're a good person.
there was a great article.
Trump is also
presenting
an illusion to these people and showing them what they think they want.
I know. Yeah. It's so bad. If Trump could have just kept his shit together and he had any form of just a humbleness. If he was humble.
But there's no humility in running when you have no political experience. There's no humility in running for the highest office when you have no
experience. You understand that they could have made him They could have made him Hillary if he would listen to
this
them.
This has been Hillary's. This is like, dude. This is like a fucking MC running against. No, wait a second. This is like an MC running against you. There's like an MC who's like, I've done comedy for one year, and I'm running against Bobby Kelly, who's been headlining forever.
Just say Scopo.
Scopo running against Bobby. No, but so right so, here, so, 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 when you, so let me just finish one sec.
Yeah, please finish.
The one thing
finish that you, your booze.
I have been. I'm fucking drunk.
All right,
but there's and I'm on an empty stomach here. There's gonna be trouble.
First of all, I just want to say I like Joe's fingers better. But go ahead.
I have terrible fingers. Bite him. I'm nervous. I'm a nervous person. But what you're right about is that Trump he was great for a while because what he did was he did make you realize how rehearsed politicians are and how fake they are. So Frank Rich wrote a great article about this. Breaking down why this is so important. It's important for a month or two until we realize how fucking fake it is. It's not good for when he becomes the actual
Obama
nominee.
Said in his speech yesterday, he goes, listen, they took away his Twitter. How can you give him the codes to the nuclear weapon if he can't be trusted with his own Twitter account? I wish Obama could just stay in office. If I could sign a piece of paper and just be like, dude, as long as he wants.
8th year Obama's the shit. He doesn't care.
I love Obama.
You
funny.
You know what he said before when you talk about Howard Stern? It's like when Howard Stern told all his viewers to vote for Sanjaya on American Idol.
Right.
Do you remember that? That real shitty singer, Sanjaya.
He worked at a bar he used to go to all the time. He's at a bar now.
And then Sanjaya went forward in the competition.
He won.
It is.
Oh, he
didn't win. He got kicked out.
It is.
I'm talking about Dad Fan. I'm sorry. There's a lot of these shitty people that have won things.
Dad Fan. I opened for Dad Fan when I was like 19.
No way.
At my college. And I remember I had pink eye and I shook his hand. And he was like, what the fuck? And he was running around.
It is no coincidence that the majority of people telling you who to vote for and all that bullshit are people in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
These are megalomaniacs that have these delusions of grandeur that think their opinion matters. They have nothing better to do but sit around and debate things.
What the fuck are we?
Yeah, we're on a podcast.
I'm not discluding. I'm saying, but my point is like I would never have the audacity to tell somebody who to vote for, number one. And number two, it's bullshit. Where are the regular people going, here's why your vote matters? I don't see them. It's the cast of the Avengers telling me
the regular
my vote
people
matters.
Don't have the audience to do this.
It's bullshit.
There are regular people on YouTube doing this.
Bullshit.
We don't see it because they're not fucking Robert Downey Jr.
Guess what? You want to be president? You want to be president? And this is
the other thing
that kills me. Not you. This is the other thing that kills me. You want to be president? You got to be Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
Jeff Dunham becomes president. Anybody that thinks the president is doing real work, I think,
and
his
Islamic
idiot.
Puppet is going to be the running mate.
I'm serious though. Anybody that thinks the president is anything more than the hackiest, broadest jokes, and just,
that's exactly the point. We're in agreement with you.
You can't be great to 20% of people. You have to be good to 60% of people.
Yeah, it's so stupid that people are like, this guy makes decisions. No, they fucking don't.
So if Trump wins, which he's not.
Mm-hmm.
If Trump wins tonight,
right,
and Donald Trump is our president tomorrow,
that's what we deserve. That's what this stupid fucking country deserves.
Angry.
I miss this.
Seriously.
You're so angry.
We deserve it.
How did you fit in L.A. with this anger?
Yeah, how the fuck?
Spent a lot of time alone.
Yeah, you. How the fuck are you out in L.A., dude?
He's been bottling this shit up.
Fucking country. These egomaniacs. We deserve Trump, and we deserve his wife. That sounds like an Uber driver.
You're shaking your head.
No, I think we deserve
it. I like Melania.
Right.
Really?
He's right, yeah.
Did you vote for Trump?
No, I didn't, but it would be interesting to see all the changes that he would put in place.
Say what you want about Melania.
I'd rather have Hillary because Hillary is better for us because she's bullshit. That's what we need. This country needs bullshit. We don't need Trump. Mm-hmm. People think they want Trump, and it's like, well, just sit. I said this on Opie earlier. I go, you think you like a guy that shoots from the hip? Wait till he tells somebody we need to trade with to go fuck themselves. And
of course.
It fucks with our
economy.
We're friends
with Putin today. What about tomorrow?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but what about Putin actually saying if Hillary wins, there's going to be war?
How about the Cold War was a pretty long not war.
You know what I'm saying?
I think we're in a little different times than then.
I don't think so. Not with Russia. I don't think they're going to be as big. There's bigger problems in Russia.
Like what?
North Korea.
Oh, those fucking guys. I always forget about those guys.
Every time
somebody reminds me about them, I'm just so scared about that motherfucker. That crazy motherfucker with his hair.
You're just that Maddie Hathaway.
I think Iran and Russia are more frightening.
Than North Korea?
And North Korea?
We've been fighting a proxy war.
I feel like North Korea, if they were going to do shit, they would have done it.
But dude,
they're doing it now. They know martial arts over there.
They're literally... I don't want to fight somebody who knows kung fu, okay? I don't have to fucking know some type of martial arts. And they're just launching missiles into the fucking...
Right.
They're launching like shitty missiles, and everyone eats like a handful of rice a day. We could take them. Like, they're not good fighters.
They're not nourished people.
Yeah, they're rejected.
Yeah, but we're almost too nourished. Yeah.
We're too nourished.
Just fucking taking naps.
All you can eat buffet versus nothing.
Well, all right. So you voted for Hillary, of course.
Yeah.
DeRosa's fury is just
No, that was just, it. I was saying I took a sip of whiskey. If I voted,
fill me back up, please. Let's do another one.
I'm going to tell you who I was going to vote for.
Fucking
who? I'm going to tell you.
Yes.
You want to know who I was going to?
Yes.
I was going in today. If I wasn't, what was I?
Keith Robinson.
God damn it, dummy! Thanks for the vote. What was I called again? What was it?
What were you called?
Why couldn't I vote?
You're inactive.
Inactive.
Yeah.
What?
Is your gym status?
Inactive.
Damn.
See, it says the same. It says the same thing on my New York Sports Club. Why did I get a better laugh on your joke?
Inactive.
I didn't hear it. I'm sorry, Deepu.
It's all right.
So here's the deal. You ready? You know who I voted for? I was going to vote for? Who I was going to vote for? And that's why I deserve this sticker?
Who?
I was going to vote for Hillary.
No, yeah. Called
it. I would have voted for Hillary.
Yeah. I was going to vote for Hillary because I just, Trump has lost his fucking mind. And I swear to God, it hit me yesterday when Obama said they took away his Twitter.
Yeah. Yes.
I was like, I don't want the president to have somebody go, I mean, that's like an HBO show. That's like, we have to take away his Twitter. You know what I mean? And then, you know, Brian Posehn comes up with a plan.
Hillary never used her Twitter. That's the genius. Don't use it. Stay away from social media.
Yeah.
I have a bit in my act. Going to be my hour special coming out next year.
What's it called? Year.
My special?
Mm-hmm.
It's called You Let Me Down is the name of the special. Mm. It'll be out early 2017.
What's the theme?
His appearance on this podcast.
It's a lot of this shit. It's a lot of this
anal
shit.
Anal sex.
Did your adopted parents write it? That was a pretty good one.
No, but I would say that to the parents.
No, they would say
that
to you.
Oh, that was their hope. That was good. God damn it. Sorry. I'm sorry. I got to do more of that.
Right. Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry. I don't even care anymore.
No.
It's in
your act.
I was just saying, like, I have a thing in my act about, like, you know, Twitter. It's like we have too much access to one another. I go, I shouldn't be allowed to tweet at the president.
No.
It's absurd.
It's ridiculous.
I'm a fucking moron.
No.
And it's like I could write dumb shit to the president right now.
Yeah.
It's like nobody has any appreciation for the fucking effort you would have had to go through to talk to a president in 1910.
Buddy, you shouldn't
you
be able
to be
you
Travis Bickle.
Buddy, you shouldn't be able to tweet to Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be able to get to Chris Rock.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to get
I should say Tom Hanks.
You couldn't.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to go, I saw you at the, and you stunk. Should never get to Chris Rock's visibility at all.
I bet he's not reading.
But here's the thing is that we're so insecure, even on the highest level, it exposes even the president, even Chris Rock, that we do look at these things and we do react and we are human. I don't want to know Elvis. I had the joke in my act about Elvis. If he was around with Twitter, he would have just killed himself. He would have shut. If he read, "Hey Fatso, you're fat. What happened?" Hashtag fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, fatty.
That's funny.
All day long, he would have literally the first Vegas show. Hey, I just want to tell you something. I tried hard, but I love the sandwiches. Fuck.
He would have been checking his tweets on the toilet and died.
He would have been dead.
They would have ruined Richard Pryor.
Yeah, James
they
Brown.
Ruined Joan
James
Rivers.
Brown would have went to somebody's door with a shotgun and motherfucker, see, I'm a Muslim motherfucker. Hashtag fuck you and kill people.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy.
That was racist, Bobby.
What? Why was that racist?
I'm kidding.
Just the voice? That's his voice. That was a voice I did.
That's good.
Yeah,
I'm
we
into
live
voices.
In a, you know.
We're fucked, Joe.
Everything's
yeah, what are we going to do? It's just the way it is, though. Now you got to embrace it, or no, you'll be on the outside looking in. You know,
I'm
that's
living
just
it.
How
dude,
things
this
are.
Is
this is going to be good. He's gone. It's going to be we're in good shape tomorrow.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to. But here's the thing. I wonder it did. It really look. I consider both sides. If you don't see something on either side, if you just see one side, you're fucking nuts.
Yeah.
To me. You're sure, a fucking nutcase.
Sure. I agree, guys.
If you can't look at Hillary's side and look at Trump and be like, okay.
She's got weaknesses. She's also the most, probably got the best resume in American history. Right. Look at her resume and tell me that it's not fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, she's got a...
She's
what?
People...
what?
Everything. Lawyer.
Senator.
Secretary of State.
Keep going.
Fucking First Lady.
A mom.
President.
What was Burr's joke about First Lady? It was one of the best jokes
ever. That's a
ever.
Great fucking joke. The one about how, like, you, like, shut up, Michelle. Like, we elected your husband. You have a plumber call over the wife. If the wife came in, you'd be like, shut the fuck up.
I saw Burr.
He's gonna do it.
I saw Burr in L.A. on stage at Largo.
Oh, no.
Which is as alt as it gets. Say... Do a bit where he goes, First Lady's bugging me. What's her fucking name? Just a collective groan come over the crowd. And he did a bit about crashing a helicopter by accident. And he goes, I know you're getting tense because that's how John Denver died. awkward. And then I believe he went into describing how John Denver's wireframe glasses were melting in the flames of the wreck.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty funny.
Joe's back.
So funny.
Joe's got to move back
Joe's
to New York.
Back.
Hey, real quick, we did an hour and almost an hour and a half.
Are you for real?
I'm not even kidding. This flew by.
Shit. We flew by.
We're gonna read this real quick.
What a hang!
We know we got around a half hour, 15 minutes left.
We got a half hour left.
No, 15 minutes.
15.
Jeez. I said half hour. 15.
I got a spot.
Yeah, 15 minutes. We're gonna wrap this up real quick. Read this ad. We got the beautiful Christy.
Thanks, Bobby.
Cello.
Okay, I'm gonna do it like it's an audition.
Yeah, please.
Attention, Fantasy Football League commissioners. It's time to restore the position of commissioner to its former glory by giving the people what they want, a fresh start.
Is that what they want?
With the new leagues feature at DraftKings.com, you can play 1 week private contests with your friends whenever you want.
That's awesome. One week.
No more breaking up fights over free agents or smoothing over petty grudges.
Yeah, that sucks when you fight with your friends.
Nothing's worse.
Suffering succotash.
No more listening to your league mates complain about their draft day busts or worrying that your number one running mate has become a part of a running back by committee. Shake things up. Take the reins and start a new league. A league where you and your friends get to pick a new team each week you want to play. It's not too late to save the season for you and your friends at DraftKings. Call to action. Oh, I don't read that part.
Don't read that.
Don't read it?
Don't read call to action.
Oh. Don't wait. Yeah.
And in the audition, when you audition, don't read.
Don't read the highlight.
Yeah, don't read the part where they go, moves to center of the stage. Don't read that. Just read.
Looks to left.
Yeah, looks to left.
Don't wait. Hurry to
DraftKings.com
and save your season. Set up your league today. Your friends will thank you. Enter promo code Kelly.
Kelly?
To play for free.
That's my name.
With your first deposit.
Free.
That's Kelly to play for free.
My name for free.
Fucking Kelly, huh?
Eligibility.
Hey.
Restrictions may apply.
DraftKings. One of the great supporters of the show. We love them.
We love
and a lot of guys, if you're doing this gambling here, this
fantasy football,
thank you. Use our code because it's you get to play for free.
You know what they should also do?
What's up, buddy?
They should draft Robert Kelly of the Washington Redskins on their team.
So funny. I got so many tweets about that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Nah, it's fun.
We'll, whatever.
You're like the opposite of that Robert Kelly in every possible way.
Yeah, I know.
Like a young, fit, black guy.
That was basically
that's
the tweets.
That's
here's the thing with Twitter and all this shit. I really am done with the... It's like, look, I get we as comics, we created this fucking terribleness.
No, we didn't. No,
yeah, we did. We
so,
did, Joe. How do we do it? I'll tell you how we did it.
That's abusive wife mentality. We didn't do it.
I understand that we were
abused wife mentality.
We went on the air and we treated each other, and we do it on this show. I have a bomb bandana. We literally acknowledge when you stink and fuck you, and we try to be mean.
But I think that's honesty. I think that's a good thing.
Well, that's what we do, and that's what they try to emulate with us.
Then we didn't
create
shit.
What do you mean
shit?
No? Like we're creating a good... I think this is an environment that keeps you accountable.
We didn't create shit.
I don't think... I disagree with that. I think it's a good thing.
I think that we...
We didn't create shit. I grew up loving rap music, okay?
Yes,
and I still love it. I still love it.
You're a good rapper.
I was at one point a decent rapper.
I mean, buddy, Sam, I know.
I know. I know he's good. I'm not fucking questioning him. I know he's good.
We questioned him in front of the cellar one night. Me personally went, do it right now if you're good. Patrice, Keith, Little Kev, Kevin Hart, I think Burt, I mean, every Norton, and this cocksucker rapped.
Wow.
And we went, oh,
I've seen it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I saw his fury boiling up if I was going to question him.
No, it's fine.
I love Joe's fury.
I love it.
No, there was no fury.
Look at the fury.
That was the softest attempt to a fight ever. We just both did one of these.
Yeah,
right here, Joe's when Joe's 11 comes out, you're in trouble.
So,
right here.
Sam's rap name is Left Eyebrow. Hey, folks.
How about just eyebrow? Uno.
Tighter on tighter. No, but listen, the...
I like that he said Sam's never heard I'm like, yeah, I've heard eyebrow jokes.
I grew up a couple times. I still love rap music, but I grew up really, really listening to it. Never in my fucking life as a fan would I have gone up to, you know, with all the battles that happened in rap and the diss tracks, Ice Cube versus NWA was my favorite battle ever.
Yeah.
If I had met NWA in that period, I never would have been like, hey, MC Ren, Easy fucks you in the ass. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because that's what Ice Cube said. I would never have done that.
There's something weird about that shift
that's happened where there's so little separation that people, it's not even like.
Yeah, because you would have had to say it to his face. You don't have to do that anymore.
Well, it's that, but it's also too, and it's also too just like, it's like, look, man, I'm not saying I command all this respect, but it's like, dude, man, do you have any courtesy for the fact that people supply entertainment for you?
You know what it is?
Is there any part of you that goes, hey, dude, thank you for all the entertainment, man? I'm not going to say a shitty fat joke.
But
to
that's
you
just
right
because
now.
It's so subjective now because you have outlets like YouTube where you have these shitty people. They're providing an entertainment. It's subjective.
I think what I noticed, and when I tweet at JP_McDade, what I find is that
we didn't put the tweets under people's names today because we're running a little behind. But go ahead.
People it's all recognition. People tweet because they want recognition. You want feedback. You want retweets on your show. So when people are like busting your balls, they're like, you know, fans and viewers who think like they're endearing themselves to you by like calling you an asshole or saying that you bombed a joke.
Because that's what we do to each other. My point is they see what we do to each other and they think if they do it to us, they're somehow they're part of the crew.
But how is the average person not...
But it is a weird thing to be like, you fucking faggot, and I'm like, what? And they're like, what? I was trying to buddy up.
Here's the thing, too. That's what bothers me about it. When you call them out on it, they go, dude, you can't even take a joke. It's like, apparently you can't take a response to your fucking dumb
joke.
It's like, fuck you. I just called you out on it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, I don't understand how the average person isn't smart enough to understand these are two dudes that know each other very well and hang out together, and this is their vibe and their rapport.
How about this one? Yourself to someone. We were just talking about the early beginning of the podcast when Joe's like, when I first met Sam, I went up to Joe and I was like, I'm a fan of your fucking work. Yeah. I didn't go up to him and be like, hey, fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
And in turn, there was no part of me that was like, this young fucking cop, this guy. I was like, I hope he doesn't know that you're using coke in the bathroom. I feel kind of stupid. You know what I mean?
And I did because he was confident. And I later learned that he hates himself. So
I do.
Apparently, what you said at the beginning, now you are a troll to Joe in life.
Right.
Wow.
Right back to the host.
Came full circle.
Wow.
That was just a random sentence.
That was actually so bad. Both of you got angry at the same time.
We got angry. Yeah,
they were fighting over who got to throw.
Yeah.
His cheeks got red.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like a Terrence Malick movie. That came full circle.
I had somebody, it was fucking annoying. Stavros is on tour with me, and he goes, hey, I got a couple friends, and we just did this Michigan run. Fucking insane. You know, I've been dying to do these rock venue tour.
Yeah, it's the best.
I love it. So we're doing it. We do the show. It's a second gig at Grand Rapids. It's a great venue. Really cool. Stavros goes out, fucking kills it. I go out, kill it. Little fucking standing on at the end, whatever. I'm having a great... These friends, you know. And I get it, you know. You do shows, someone's going to like him more than me.
Sure.
You know, I have my fans that might like me more than him, whatever. This fucking... I got them four tickets, too. I'm on a door deal, so that costs me, you know. Mm-hmm. But I give them all these tickets. They coming up. Oh, it's not there. So, hey, oh, all right, cool. They waited to be the last. I just went through a whole line of like 30 people. Dude, I love you. Big fan. Thank you. Awesome. Love you. Hugs, photo. Great. Thanks for coming. Blah, blah, blah. The last group was his friends. The lady in the group. Fucking lady. She walks up. Oh, great, great. I take photos of just them. I go, let me just take a photo of you guys. You can have. And then she goes, oh, yeah, you did good. I go, okay, dang, okay. She goes, right? I mean, right? You, I mean, how do you think you did? I go, excuse me?
No.
She goes, you did good, right? You think you did good? How do you think you did? And I go, are you fucking, you mean the standing O? I don't know. How did I think I did better than good. What do you want me to, what do you want? Apparently you.
And then,
but here's the thing. Yeah. I told fucking, Stavros is right there. I go, get
you
her
know,
the
he's
fuck.
Feeling uncomfortable.
No, he didn't. He goes, no, she's just drunk. She's a good person. No.
And that sets you up because there's no right answer. If you go, hey, fuck you, I did good. Then it's like, now you're getting angry. If you go, no, did I not do good?
Well,
now you're weak.
Well,
if you go, I got a standing O, it's like, now you're bragging. Yeah. There's no right answer.
He was actually saying she's drunk. We were busting her balls about it later. It's like, oh, now, instead of fucking talking about how great the show was, you're sitting there busting her balls about fucking with me. That's what I want from the people that you brought to my fucking show, right?
Right.
And then he goes, she's drunk. So Colin Quinn, he's so brilliant. He's on the phone with them next day.
Let's not get carried away.
Well, I'll tell you why. He goes, he's on the phone. I tell him the story. And Star Wars is like, you're so sensitive. I'm sensitive to somebody fucking being an asshole to me who is friends.
Colin said that?
No, Colin goes like this. He goes, she was just drunk, Colin. He goes, really? Oh, yeah. Because that's what drunk people do. They're really, really precise and accurately passive aggressive like
that.
Wow. Drunk people usually go, oh, fuck you. You suck. And
right.
Drunk people aren't fucking that precise.
They're not
precise.
That venomous.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
They don't sum it up. They don't fucking like, nail you like that. Like,
and you can hear that.
And how the fuck am I sensitive
right.
to somebody, that a friend of mine's friend who I let in the show? Both people.
Right.
That fuck.
Right.
Colin and his friends.
And importantly, you can hear Colin do that bit in his new off-Broadway one-man show about the history of grain alcohol.
It was a long way to go, but it was worth it.
I thought it was funny. Colin has a new show about prohibition he's doing in the East Village.
But it's...
Colin,
you got the draft.
It was funny.
It was good. Yeah. But
Colin, fuck you, Sam.
I said it was good. I was being serious. You fucking asshole.
I'm kidding.
Colin's... by the way, his new show about assholes is fucking great.
Yeah, wow, she should be in it. And fucking show shouldn't starve
us.
Great.
That was like a sitcom line. That was fucking killer.
Well, it's like, here's the thing with that.
That was good.
Here's the thing with that. Instead of going, like, if that was me and that happened, like my aunt or somebody I knew did that to you or anybody, I'd be like, hey, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Go treat my friend like that.
I'd be angry too.
Right. Yeah, just supporting of her.
Something well, gotta,
call me too sensitive. Why are you being real?
Sounds like you got to drop this Stavos kid.
Where he goes, here it is. Ready? You're being sensitive.
Someone leaner is available.
You're so sensitive.
I would take
I'm sensitive to fucking assholes.
I would take JP on the road with you.
What about Christy Chella?
I got a solid 8.
Christy, if you come on the road, I'd love to take you. I really would.
Yeah, dude, a mouse to mouse.
So much.
Baba, all I'd be thinking about is kissing and kiss fucking you.
Oh,
we're all upset.
Take this.
It's a new age. Hillary's going to be a president.
We're all upset.
Hillary, I know. Christy, I would love to take you with me, but I would take you with me in the future.
I would love
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, I'd love to take
you. Stavros is fucking up, dude.
Who, this guy?
Yeah.
He's probably just a mean person on stage.
He's a good joke.
I'm all right like 90% of the time.
Oh, look. Look, here's the deal. It's, you know, we got 2 gigs left, but I don't like that it's like, just own it. All you have to go is, you know, yeah, dude, she's an asshole. I'm so,
right.
Dude,
she's a nice person. She's not.
I'll sell my whole family out for you, Bob.
Nice people don't do shit like that.
If a chick did that to me, or chick, I don't mean to say chick.
What?
But if a guy
fuck
or a
you,
girl,
Joe.
If a guy
you're
or,
Joey Roses.
If a guy.
You say broad.
Dangerous joke.
Gender's fluid.
If a guy or, if anybody did that to somebody I was opening for after a show, my first reaction would be, I don't know this Stavros kid, you know.
Stavros. Yeah.
Stavros?
Whatever.
He seems like a nice kid. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a nice, great,
a great
kid.
My point
is
awesome. I love Stavros.
I love Stavros, too.
I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying somebody does that to the guy that takes me on the road, I pull that person aside and I go, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And I go to the guy.
I'm
go,
Joey
I'm
fucking Roses,
I go, dude.
I freestyle
sorry.
Around here.
I'm
you're
really
not shit.
Sorry. Sorry.
Wu-Tang.
Right.
Not,
yeah.
Hey, dude, she's cool. This girl's
yeah, no,
not
she's,
cool. She's
yeah,
asshole.
She's cool. She was just drunk.
No,
you're being
that.
Too sensitive. Really? Yeah, is that what you say to me?
Now eat my pussy.
That's what you say. Eat my
Speaking
pussy.
Of the drunk.
All right, listen.
I'm
I know
in
he's
rough
fucking.
Shape,
you.
And I don't
yeah,
know
you're
what
just
I'm
interrupting
now.
Now, you fucking
Fuck
asshole.
You.
It's not even
supposed,
funny.
I was supposed to go back to bedside and watch the election.
I apologize.
I don't think I'm going to make it back now.
Well, they're watching it downstairs, and there's a big political show at the Village Underground that they're doing, so we can all go over there.
Well, who's on it?
I don't know.
Who's
Andrew
on
Schultz
it?
Is on it.
Schultz, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, because he's political.
Oh, yeah, everyone's favorite political correspondent, yeah. Andrew Schultz from MTV2's
no.
Guy Code.
Yeah. He has an opinion. He's very strong. That's what I was
Girls,
told.
Girls, this I said, election is like dick versus pussy.
Schultz did something that infuriated me more than anything.
What's that?
During the whole Ferguson thing, he opened it here. He sat down the stool and he goes, let's talk about Ferguson.
Oh,
I was like, I fucking shoot
I'll punch you.
I
in
hope
your
you
face.
Get shot.
I'm going to punch you in your face. Take it back.
All right, let's go around the room real quick and wrap this up. Deepa, what else we got? Anything else?
No, we got the post show coming up, and around 9 o'clock we're gonna do like a little election live stream coverage.
Yeah,
so we're running it with some friends up here.
And, yeah, stay tuned if you're in the room live. We didn't get to any of the chat tonight. Anything worth talking about?
The chat.
Something funny. If Chrissy Chell spoke in a real voice, she'd actually sound like Barry White.
No, I wouldn't. It's me, Chrissy.
Apparently, apparently getting fucked in the ass also takes the funny out of you.
Oh, that's so
wow.
Funny.
At least I have the bandana. Yeah. What was that? What? Oh, the mouse that controls the show? Yeah. That's good. What else we got? Anything else? That's the only
thank you.
Out of an hour and a fucking hour and a half.
That Joe's one of Joe's arms is bigger than the other one.
Joe who? Joe DeRosa?
Yeah.
What do you mean his arm?
He's a road comic. Come on.
Oh,
one of my arms is bigger than the other.
That was pretty funny. All right, listen, guys, get out there and vote. Christy, what do you got?
Hi, at Christy Cello. Follow me. Come to Battle of the Divas, a show I co-host with Matteo Lane.
When are we going
to
stop battling each other? When is the show going to be like comics helping comics?
Exactly.
Why can't we just have a show where we help each other write good jokes?
This is a great show. You should come to Union Hall tomorrow night.
They, you know what they should do with roast battles and all this stuff? You should do your act, and if you bomb, you have to leave the business.
Yeah.
Yeah, loser quits. Yeah.
Like loser WWF, quits. Right? That's what it used to be, like retirement.
Let's go for pinks, baby.
Come to my new show. I have a new show. It's called Munchline. Everybody has to have food punchlines.
Yeah.
It's everything's.
Quit roasting my show. It's really great.
Yeah, quit roasting your show.
I requested the show on that one.
You actually, I don't think anybody's requested it.
Sorry. I'm not very sharp right now. I've had two full juice glasses of whiskey.
I know. I'm sorry.
We're all hurting. We're all struggling.
Jesus Christ.
What else
you get? Some ice up here?
We'll get ice.
There's actually a dude that runs a show called Compliment Battle. Which is like a parody of roast battle.
No, I did. It's Boast Rattle. Yeah. I did it the other night.
Oh.
I judged it. It was really a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it was surprising. No, I'm serious. It was surprisingly funny for like a couple.
Are you doing it right now?
No. It was fun, man. We had a good time.
It was surprising.
But it was. It was weird. Like they were calming each other, but it was really fucking funny. I don't know how they did it. Honestly, I don't know. I wouldn't know how to do it.
Chrissy, what else you got, baby?
I'm going to be playing. I'm doing the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island, my home state.
Stop bragging,
Christy. I had a real hot fucking bomb weekend of comedy.
Babe,
really?
Listen to me. That club.
I'm from Providence.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Listen, I love Providence.
I wanted to talk to you about that club, my first headlining.
What?
Oh, the club that,
Where?
Here we go.
Laugh It Up.
Poughkeepsie.
That was my first time headlining.
How was it?
Great.
Poughkeepsie has a great room, and I'll say this. I'm telling you, the guys up there love comics. They know all of us. They pay great.
It was
and you take
great.
Literally a train.
Sure.
You get off the train, and it's right across the street, like right there.
Good.
And you do the show. I did two shows up there. They were both fucking great. Poughkeepsie.
I'm there on the 19th.
So there you go. What else you got?
Really
what else you got? What's your Twitter? Guys, stop having a fucking Sam, shut the fuck up.
He asked if I want to keep getting drunk.
I don't give a shit.
I'm sorry.
Fucking, you're talking into the microphone. His microphone is right there. Yeah, you did. I've never been on radio. Sam was talking into the fucking microphone.
Bobby, I've made a few mistakes. I'm going to spend the rest of the night making up to you.
Okay, good.
I'm sorry.
Will you come on the road with me?
Can I eat your pussy?
Yes, you can. What else you got?
I'm doing a show at Ars Nova December 10th that I'm really excited about.
All right, baby.
And a lot of stuff. Just go ChristyCello.com or at ChristyCello because I'm doing... Oh, I'm doing a half hour at New York Comedy Club, November 15th.
Right, wrap it up.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of fun.
Very exciting. Well, I thought they were still on me, so I don't know if I just had to keep going.
No, you're good, Bubba.
And we have a spot.
Yeah, we gotta go. What do you got, Bubba?
I've got to fly into somebody's window and cast a spell on them later. I'm doing that.
Chrissy has more plugs than Burt Reynolds.
More than Lauren's asshole.
I laugh.
JP, will you come back on?
I'd love to.
All right, dude.
Yeah, but don't talk so much next time.
Look, come on. It was a hard show. You got fucking Sam and you and Christy.
Oh,
you got
me.
Yeah, you got two fucking drunks dominating the show.
And politics. It was a hard one.
Honey, next time, a little whiskey, all right? You're fucking these two hammered.
The whiskey.
I'm trying to end the show before somebody fights.
I'll do a podcast with a blind drunk, these two, anytime.
What do you got?
And my asshole?
Follow me on what's that? And your asshole? Yeah, your asshole is the producer.
All right.
What do you got besides a Vineyard Vine shirt?
It's laundry days. This is old shit. I got... follow me on Twitter at JP_McDade.
Yep.
One of the best, probably. I'm going to be at Laugh It Up, Poughkeepsie.
You're going to be up there, too. Are you headlining?
I'm featuring for Ben Kronberg.
So oh, cool.
My God.
I'll be there on the 19th.
Good joke.
This is fucking stupid. I should just literally let you assholes just talk over people. You just cunts. You're both drunk.
Heats to the wind.
Yeah, what else you got?
I'm also doing a half hour on the 21st.
Where?
Lucky Jack's.
Where? What?
Lower East Side. I know that spot. Lower
Lucky Jack's.
It's a good bar.
There's too much comedy, Joe.
There is.
I'm sick of it.
There's too much. It's all coming. I feel bad. It's all coming tumbling down.
There is.
The bust is coming.
It's over. It's over.
It's coming down.
Business. Another bust is coming, and then some people will wait it out and be good.
I got
it.
I really
there is.
It's coming.
Sound like bitter Bettys.
But, Bubba, I'm sorry. Because we've been around. We've seen it happen.
Not even with the breaded and bushy-tailed chipmunk.
You can't say wow, wow when you literally sound like a baby.
Do you remember the time I almost had a heart attack on the phone with you and Burr?
I remember chest pains, dude. You
hung up. We were through it. And me and Burr had to sit there for 3 minutes going, the fuck, did Bobby just die? And you come back and you go, I'm cool, dude. No, Bobby, it's not cool.
What was it?
Yeah, dude, I got a defibrillator.
You don't know to this day. It's probably a heart attack.
It wasn't. It was acid. It was an esophageal spasm.
Bobby.
No, they hurt. Go ahead.
All right, fair enough.
Sam, you go ahead. What do you got?
Why can't I go?
You're last.
You're not going.
I'm going to keep you last.
I was going to make fun of
it. I'm at Big Hunt in D.C. with Stavros. I'm bringing Stavi, baby.
Yeah, he booked that gig. He was supposed to book it for me and him.
Right.
And I couldn't drop the hammer on it, so apparently he just booked it for him and Sam.
Yeah, he's like, Bob, I'm sorry, my friends need to like the headliner. I'm going to bring Sam. Drop this kid.
November. Oh, let me finish. Shut the fuck up. I'm doing my plugs, you prick. Okay. November 11th and 12th, Big Hunt. I'm at in D.C. I'm at Zany's November 18th through 20th, and I'm at... I'm in Charlottesville, the Southern in Charlottesville.
Jesus.
December 1st.
You have a website,
1st.
Or is this your website?
I brought it for like an hour and a half on your fucking show. Can I plug three dates?
One more.
I'm at the Dead Crow in Wilmington, December 3rd and 4th. That's it. Or 2nd and 3rd.
Have you ever did Charlie Goodnights?
I haven't. Is it good?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Raleigh? I've heard it's a good Raleigh.
Yeah, I'm pissing. I'm taking a piss.
All right, buddy. Sammy,
I love
thank you.
I love you guys.
Sam, I'm peeing. Thank you.
What do you got?
I'm doing a
sight unseen dump Stavros from the tour.
I'm doing the Woodbridge, New Jersey Comedy Festival next week. I'm playing at the Wendy's.
What?
Not in the big room. I'm playing the small room next to where the fry
salad bar.
Are you going to ask him
is
how do you book
funny?
That? Or
I thought this would be funny.
What do you got?
No, Christy, seriously, I'm playing the Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Christy's mad at you.
I'm playing the Norristown, Pennsylvania Comedy Festival.
Are you really?
There's a...
all right.
There's a place out there that used to be a Ray's Pizza, and now it's abandoned. But I'll be in the small room there. No, come on. No, that was more about JP's show. Listen, no.
It's a great basement on the Lower East Side, all right?
Don't know. I'm going. No, I'm just joking. Yeah. I have a podcast about horror movies. It's like a Siskel and Ebert, except we curse and yell at each other. It's called We'll See You in Hell.
We had some. Remember the idea we were going to do with Netflix?
Of course I do.
We should pitch that.
Yeah. Well, I got this thing now. So,
all right, so go ahead. All right, take it away. You're right. Go ahead.
Can I pitch the thing I currently
have? No, go ahead.
I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
It's called We'll See You in Hell. It's on the Fangoria Podcast Network. Check that out. And I'm touring at the end of the month, November 20th, Houston, Texas, 21st, Lafayette, and 22nd, New Orleans, and then the Saturday right after Thanksgiving in Atlanta at the Relapse Theater.
With the whiskey.
JoeDeRosaComedy.com for details.
Joey.
Come check it out.
Great to have you back, buddy. Good
great
to see
here.
You.
I seriously cheers. Love all you guys. I think all you guys are great.
It was really good.
You know, we all break balls and stuff, but it's everybody.
Cheers.
You guys are all great. I really mean
really
it.
Deepu.
I'm serious. Yep.
Deepu, what do you got?
At R2Deepu across the board. And I got two podcasts. I got the Geeks in New York and the Go to Hell podcast on iTunes. You should check those out.
Geeks in New York, I'm very... I actually watched a little bit of it. I'm going to watch it the next couple of days. I'm a big fan of Oscar and you.
Yeah.
It's actually... I'm a nerd. I love all that shit.
Yeah, we talk gaming news, movie news, all that great shit.
All
we
that
watched
stuff.
Doctor Strange last night. We're going to talk about that this week. So
good. Check that out, man. I can't wait to... And you're doing it here now, so...
Well, I mean... We did it that one time. We didn't, like, officially set that up.
Well, we're going to see about that.
Okay, cool.
All right?
That'd be great.
Lauren, what do you got besides a loose asshole and fucking
and the shits.
Poop? You got dirty poop just... leaking out of your ass. She goes, every time I piss, I shit myself. I'll never want to have sex with her again.
That's the whole point.
Well, all you have to...
No, I'm just kidding. Right. This is
I don't want you around my kid.
Oh, come on. I'm so good.
I don't want
besties.
Two people using diapers in my house.
Why do you think I babysit?
You're gonna shit
on diapers.
She's gonna shit on my new couch and blame it on my poor son.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't know what happened. Got out of the
poop
diaper.
All over me.
All right, what do you got, baby?
At Lauren Kubera, and make sure you guys download the Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude app.
Yes,
$1.99. Twitter and follow us on our new Instagram, YKW Dude Podcast.
Yes, and make sure you do me a favor. Go to RobertKellyLive.com. True Story Tour. We have a bunch more dates. Next week, I'm going to be at Comics Come Home. I think I'm headlining that, which is fucking ridiculous.
Yay!
No.
That's
no.
Awesome. Who else is on it?
Bill Burr. Wanda Sykes.
Wow.
Fucking Jimmy Fallon. Dennis Leary. Lenny Clark.
Go Black.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Awesome.
What?
You're a
I had a hard man. Time selling out fucking Magoobies.
Are you going to get mad if someone says
these
Bill?
Fucking assholes are doing theater tours. Fucking you earned it. Go do it, kids.
You're going to bring it home beautifully.
Anyways.
That's all.
We got something else, though. If you want to come into the studio live.
YKWDproducer@riotcast.com.
Yes.
Email me and I'll get back to you.
And if you're a young comic or a comic that hasn't been on and you listen to the show, you want to come on, email.
Email YKWDproducer@riotcast.com or just hit me up at Lauren Cooper.
Yeah,
this
is your first time on the show. And,
yeah, I'm a huge fan. I love it.
Dude, great time. Great. Thanks for coming on. Come back on again.
Love to.
We'll see you guys next time. We're going to have a new president by the time you hear this.
Yep.
It's probably going to be Hillary Clinton if it's Donald Trump. I live in Westchester by the woods. Find me. You can stay in my shack if this city gets burned to the fucking ground. See you guys next time. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.